now brings us in with shuffling of cards. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Cubicorn Games podcast. My name is Dustin Morbido. We are probably going to have all kinds of random people in here talking about Smash Brothers and other things. Mm-hmm. Lots of Smash Brothers going on. We've got a couple people at the table right now. I'm sure others will be rotating in and out, and we'll just kind of probably let them introduce themselves. Immediately to my left, currently, Gabe Butchie.
Good evening.
Next over from him, Kyle McGrath.
I can't believe how much macaroni I just ate.
You sound like you ate a lot of macaroni. Your heart sounds heavy with the weight of too much macaroni.
He's a man who had a quest.
Mm-hmm. Over from him, Phil McGrath. How was your macaroni treating you?
I didn't have as much, so I feel pretty good. The steak was good, too.
Good, good. Our other regular contributor, Lorraine Friulo, is here.
Hi. I did not have any macaroni and cheese.
You're missing out.
Get out
of here.
Tacos and big burritos.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Qdoba.
And finally, currently our special guest. Introduce yourself, sir.
I'm Josh.
Hello, Josh. How's it going?
Hi, Josh.
Josh from the internet and
from
hanging out.
And from Texas.
Mm-hmm. And from Texas. Yep. How's it going, everybody?
Great. Yeah. I'm usually feeling pretty good. I also ate a reasonable amount of macaroni and steak. I'm somewhere between Phil and Kyle at the moment, but I'm still doing okay.
Good. Awesome.
I feel worse than I let on.
maybe I can...
Your status is degrading. It's just declining as we go on.
Yeah. I had a soda that didn't
help. Just keep hearing like the shuffling of fabric and then a light thud. Like it'll be Phil's head hitting the table. Well, now that he's tapped out.
It's happening.
Good on macaroni.
Just wake me up before tomorrow if that happens.
Oh yeah, you just got a new job.
I did. I'm pretty excited.
Freshly employed.
More or less unemployed for 9 months.
Wow.
So I'm alright. I've been working as a Lyft driver.
Oh.
Real serious.
Yeah. Mm. At least you weren't driving for Uber, man. Fuck those guys.
I also make more money
because
they're
different?
More popular. They're not.
Okay.
Yeah, I was saying.
Actually, Lyft drivers are trained to be friendly, and Uber drivers are not told to be friendly. Like, literally, they can do whatever they want. Lyft mm-hmm. drivers, you
yeah, fundamentally, they're kind of the same.
Yeah,
there was a bunch of stuff over, I think, the past weekend or whatever.
Yes.
About.
Oh, okay.
Uber wants to stomp Lyft out of existence.
I'm
Lyft
sure
just
they
wants
do.
To coexist. Yeah.
That's not how late capitalism works.
I know, but they don't know.
So yeah, ride sharing.
Huh?
Yeah, I know those idiots.
At one point, one will buy out the other.
It'll be Uber buying out Lyft.
Yeah.
Yep. But their strategy right now is to murder them, not buy them.
Yeah, you gotta at least try it.
But monopolies are illegal.
But that's why there's
where?
Ride sidecar. That's what it's called. The other one.
Yeah, the other one.
Yeah, and I think even
there's
another
probably
one
a couple
that,
more.
Yeah,
yeah there's...
There was a whole
the marketplace
episode
is
about it.
Flooded with a glut of.
It was actually pretty funny.
Ride sharing possibilities.
Modeled after Wacky Racers.
Cool. That sounds.
Oh, yeah.
I think I have to watch that now.
Yeah, South Park's been crazy this season. They've been like, they did a drone episode. The last episode of South Park this season was about Magic the Gathering.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is
cool.
going on?
What if it had been about DBZ?
They had an episode about Pokemon.
Yeah, there was a while.
The card game? Or
no.
Just in general.
That was old,
like,
man.
Ages ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I think they've missed their mark for a DBZ episode.
Yeah,
at this
oh,
point.
It's coming back. The popularity is on the rise.
The movie's
I just
coming
told
out.
You we're sold out of the sealed
I guess
starter true. Decks. So.
Mm-hmm.
DBZ, where... the movie, the card game.
Well, there is a video game, the card
it.
Game.
Yeah, there is a video game.
Phil, who would play you in Dragon Ball Z, the card game, the movie?
You can't say Vin Diesel.
Jason Statham.
I was going to say Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
But okay.
That's fine.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Good call.
That's a good idea.
You had a lot of hair back then.
That's, fits perfectly. That's right. I was thinking now, Phil. That doesn't make any sense at all.
Right, yeah.
She could
shave her head too,
yes. And she could still beat the shit out of somebody. So
probably.
you would still get an awesome action scene out of it.
We had so many. Of
that
those.
Time, me and Freddy got in that fight.
Dynamically throwing cards
yeah.
that you just won from an event into the street.
I know,
killing
at least I know at least once at whichever the GKI 2003 or something. Somebody walked out of a hotel room window, like on the second floor, and across the little like. Balcony thing to another room.
I did not know about that.
Awesome.
I don't remember who, but I guarantee that happened.
I would watch a movie about that. Just even just about Grand Kai. So
guys,
much happened.
Kickstarter. Make it happen.
Kickstarter.
Crowdfund yes. your
yes.
See how much we can get Max Williams to donate.
Yep. Absolutely. You guys give me as many as 300 American dollars. Yeah. I will film a movie in my basement in an afternoon.
It's just enough to buy an HD camera.
Full of interpretive dancing.
Send you some pizza roll.
Alright, I'm ending the DBZ talk.
It's done. Nonsense.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Who's got something to share? Lorraine, you've been leading us off lately.
Sure.
With
I'll have
things.
The most unique stuff.
Yeah, what do you
we'll
got?
See.
Tell us what you've been. What have you
oh,
been
come
playing?
On. You're all going to talk about Smash.
And you're not
going to.
Right. Keeping up with my tradition of playing and then talking about Tails games, I picked up Tails of Hearts last week when it came out.
Mm-hmm. That sounds
yeah.
right.
What console set for?
Vita.
Ah.
It was originally, this is a remake of the DS game that came out only in Japan.
Yeah, I was going to say I didn't know that existed.
Yes. There's a very large selection of Tails games that never came out here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them on the DS and the Wii.
How many would you say, just in total?
Yeah, do you know how many there are?
Yeah.
Like, main series, like, there's sure. there are three on the DS. Tempest, Innocence, and Hearts. Two of which have, like, one, Innocence has also had a Vita remake, but has not been released here, and then Hearts just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Graces was a Wii game that just got released here, like, a few years ago on the PS3. That was an upgraded version, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many spin-off games, like that Tales of Versus game that
how
I talked about
phone games?
Forever ago. I don't think there's really that many.
Not that many. That's a square thing.
But the answer is more
yeah.
than zero,
yeah.
right?
Well, they have that remake of Tales of Phantasia, which is awful.
Okay.
Microtransactions everywhere.
Modern.
Wow.
Yeah.
yeah.
They disabled save points in certain places,
what?
But left them in the game, and
yeah.
you cannot use them.
That's
it was
amazing.
Pretty monstrous.
It was, like, it was
to taunt you.
Bad.
I thought you were going to say you have to pay to
save. Yeah, that's right. That would have been amazing.
No, it's like, if you die, you're sent all the way back to the beginning, and then you can, like, pay to not go all the way back or something
okay,
like that.
That's
and, similar. Like, buy
hardcore
items,
mode.
And it was bad.
Cool.
I don't think it's on the App Store anymore.
Nah.
Because it was so,
it.
Like, ill received.
She's lying.
It's never happened.
That'll never
covering
happen.
Covering your trail. But cool. Yeah, it sounds like a,
yeah,
a good
yeah, I definitely like it, but it's more, this is a more positive review than my Tales of Graces review from, like, last time.
You still haven't busted into the new Final Fantasy, right? Or newest?
No, that is, I still have to finish
okay.
Cilia 2, which I have only played, like, an hour and a half of. Because I've been busy making video games. But I've been really enjoying Hearts. Because I had mentioned last week that they did not dub it for English. So all the text is there, but it's all Japanese voices. And it's kind of bothering me a little more than I thought it would. Because I honestly could not care less about half the characters. I can't.
Sign of a good story.
No, like, yeah. The world itself is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little, some of the storytelling is a little different from how, like, most of the other Tales games go. Because there's, like, an empire that has already been established, like, that happened, like, 10 years ago, and the whole world was unified, and then there's this church who's openly evil, like, everyone seems to know that they're terrible, it doesn't just happen, and them and the army, like, got into this huge fight, and now this, like, flying fortress from, like, 2,000 years ago has been, like, pulled out of the earth.
So it's Final Fantasy VI.
Kind of.
Alright.
But the fortress looks like a whale.
That's
good.
Much better.
Yeah. It flies.
I'm sold.
And this whale is actually the center figure of the religion. Like, people don't know.
Do they worship it?
It is like a figure, it's like the messenger for, like, the gods or whatever.
Okay.
But they have it actually looking like a whale, but the fortress just looks whale-like. So I think it's just, like, lost in translation confusion, like, from this, like, 2,000-year-old civilization.
It's been translated a few too many times.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, two moons, one of which is a planet that has completely been calcified.
Cool.
And the other one is the thing that calcified the planet.
Mm.
So, and then the evil guy who recently, I'm assuming he's the last evil guy. Because there's been a few who have kind of been killed off at this point or made irrelevant.
It'll be one of those
he
games
is going,
where you
beat
the
he's
boss
from
and then
the
there's an extra one.
Older civilization. And him and this other chick who's been kind of, like, there, but not, she wasn't, like, really there. She was in, like, there in spirit, but then her body was, like, it was RPG nonsense. Don't worry about it. But he's trying to wake up the thing that destroyed his planet and have it destroy the planet to bring back his. Yeah. I don't know. Right. I haven't gotten there yet.
All right.
We're getting there to stop him.
And then it was all a dream.
Something like that. But it's been good. It's been a lot of fun. I like the combat. And it because they made it a 3D game, and on the DS it was not 3D. It was sprites. So they was okay. completely overhauled from the DS one.
Yeah, a remake, not a port.
Oh, no, all of the, like, generally, their, like, remakes of the game, unless they were, like, main console ones, have been, like, above and beyond. Like, it's not just necessarily a reskinning. There's generally a lot more stuff in them, and...
I appreciate
that. Yes, yeah, Namco does a good job with their games.
I can see by the work they did on Smash 4.
They made a significant chunk of Smash Brothers, so...
Then I've also been playing Pokemon for the past, like, 3 days, and that's been a lot of fun.
Yes!
So Ruby version, correct? Yes. Not that there's much of a difference.
There's not.
But one's got Zangoose, and the other one, who cares?
Zangoose is Ruby.
Is it Seviper?
Yes.
It is.
Okay.
Come on.
Of course. What are some of the other exclusives, I actually want to know?
Solrock is only in Ruby. Lunatone is only in Sapphire.
Okay.
Megastones are exclusive.
No, they're not, really? Actually.
Lotties, I think they might be.
Yes.
Yeah,
Latios is Ruby. Latias is Sapphire.
Like the rest of the same.
Okay.
But no, I have heard that all of the Megastones are available in both. There's no game exclusive Megastone.
Okay, good.
Which is cool.
Can I get all of them? Can you get, you know, Blastoise tonight?
I don't know that. I recently, earlier today, just picked up the Alakazam one. Okay. So it was literally just on the ground. There was a glittering spot on the floor. I went over to it, and it's like, you got the Alakazamite. I'm like, what? Okay.
I don't have an Alakazam.
No one likes Alakazam.
But
he's got problems.
He's got spoons.
He has hella spoons, man. He's gonna eat those ice creams.
Mm-hmm.
Get those Vanilluxes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
No, it's been a lot of fun. I'm doing something much different than I usually do. I'm doing a starterless run of this game.
I approve.
I deposited my Trico and picked up a Poochyena.
Yay.
And
now it's the love of your life.
Yes.
You should trade your Trico for something at random. Or what was it? Wonder
GTS.
All of that functionality is still there.
Good.
Because there's, like, the second screen is the PokéNav, and it'll you start out with just having, like, a map, and then this thing called the DexNav, which shows you all of the Pokémon available on that route.
Mm. That's cool.
That's pretty
cool. It's always
cool.
And there are times where, like, kind of like the shaking grass will happen, but you can, like, slightly move the circle pad and you'll, like, do this obnoxious, like, sneaking animation and, like, sneak up on the Pokemon, and the PokéNav will tell you, like, if you click on it, it'll be like, oh, like, it's this type, and you can basically tell at that point.
Yeah.
Like, there's a silhouette.
I
like,
not get in a fight with that Poochyena.
Yeah.
Good.
Exactly.
You can also use it to get, like, not exclusive, but, like, very rare moves on things. Like, you can get, like, a Swellow with Boom Burst.
Huh.
Whoa.
Yeah, the first one they show you, which actually became my starter Poochyena, is a Poochyena with Thunder Fang.
Okay, Thunder Fang.
Cool! And at least I don't know if it's varied. Yeah. Mine had Thunder Fang, and I picked up a Slackoth that had Tickle.
That was pretty terrible.
I don't know. Yeah. It was just like...
Although it's adorable, too.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's cool.
So is it like an egg move usually, or
it's either egg or move tutor moves?
Yeah,
they're not like exclusive.
So there's no actual new moves. It's just stuff.
No,
that you didn't want to put the effort into.
I think you might also be able to get hidden abilities. I have no information to confirm that, but that seems like
I heard that
you can. Okay,
cool.
What's his name? Adaptability, Skrelp, or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Is Skrelp one of the versions? Yeah. So.
So that's exciting.
For Galge, that's what I was actually going to think
of. Well, same thing.
It's
the same Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Grump's the easy one.
That's cool.
I'm only at Slateport because I spent a lot of time.
Moraine, it's been 10 years. I don't know where that is.
That's right after the second gym.
Okay.
Right before the third.
I don't know many names of the towns past the first game.
Mm-hmm.
I do for
this
the
is
second
where,
game.
This is where it stops for me. I couldn't tell you 4 or 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I know most of Hoenn, Johto, and Kanto.
Yeah.
That's what I told her when we were on our way over here. She said, which generation? I said, 1. It's Gen 1.
It's 2. It's gotta be 2.
Told you, man. You gotta rep old school.
I don't like Gen 1.
I actually really like Gen 2.
I really like Gen 2 also.
I love 2.
I have no problem agreeing that it's...
regions.
I have no problem agreeing that it's technically better, because it's just a bigger, like...
I still really like it.
If I had to play one or the other right now, I would choose Gen 1.
Exactly. That's where I'm coming from.
I am that nostalgic for it.
It's been a long time.
The badly programmed bullshit makes me happy.
Yeah, and the sprites that are, like, kind of gnarly, like, most of them don't look very good.
A pile of pixels that's a Nidoking.
The salad.
Yep. It's what matters in here, man, in the heart.
Uh-huh.
It's what I feel inside. It's like, it's Gen 1, man. It's Ghastly going,
every time I kill something with Hyper Beam and don't have to recharge.
Yeah, make cool pinball noises. I love.
Get that yellow version, man.
Look at
I don't know about that.
Get all the starters. I don't think so.
Horrible garbled Pikachu audio.
I tried to play that recently. Yeah,
4-bit Pikachu voices.
After Twitch played Pokemon happened, I played a yellow Nuzlocke for a little bit.
Oh, I remember that.
And I released. I didn't take any starters, which the game gives you like all the starters.
Yeah.
You can play through it. But it was fun until you know
somebody died.
And Nuzlocke is too easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It and things don't even die. You just get to the end and you're like, all right,
handled it.
Yep. Yeah, but I agree with you. Like Gold and Silver are more impressive, especially since they're on the same hardware. Even
yeah,
like
I mean,
considering
the music even is
yeah,
just feels
considering
like
how
lot
much
more
game is in there
more.
On the original, like on a cartridge that you could put into the brick Game Boy and play. Like that's nuts.
That's why there's nothing in Kanto.
Exactly, those barren wastes. They ran out of bites, man.
Cinnabar.
You can't even go in.
Right,
it's like, the Safari Zone's here, and there's just like a wall. And you're just like,
come back later.
Hi.
It'll be in the DLC.
I did like the Safari Zone in Heart Gold and Soul Silver, though.
Yeah,
you just put the pieces down, or like put stuff in them to affect what showed up. That was neat. Hooray.
How do you feel about, you have only played a couple hours of it or whatever, but how do you feel about, Ruby versus Heart Gold and Soul Silver. Basically, the last time they did a 2D to 3D remake.
I still think the all of the UI in Heart Gold and Soul Silver is just better.
It's so good.
That game is still
the
probably
apps
my
that
favorite.
You had and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
There's definitely more usability in the second screen than there was in X and Y, even though it did have a lot. There's just more, so that's better. And it's better functionality. It's not like the Gen 4 Poketch, like.
Nothing. Soul Silver, you could click a button to listen to the original songs from Gold and Silver.
I have not
like, how
like,
awesome
I think
that
too much
in
into all the stuff that is in this, but I hope that's in there. I hope there is a GBA sound.
I want trumpets.
There are actually quite a few.
Good.
They're not
expected
as
less.
Prominent because they have all their other like remixy sounds in there too, but they're there. I've heard them. A lot of the towns don't have the trumpets that much, though, and I've been in those more. So I haven't been on too many routes. I'm not very far. But
so I'll catch up when I buy it in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's a lot of fun. I can't wait. I've seen my first spot where you can make a secret base. I don't have secret power yet.
Is it a good secret base, though? Because
it's the ones like right after Rustboro, by like that tunnel. They're just like two holes in the wall.
Phil's shaking his head like I am.
Don't worry.
Yeah,
I know exactly.
This will basically, be
wait,
a fresh
wait.
Game.
That cave has Whismur in it,
yes,
doesn't it?
The
okay,
cave.
I do know where that is.
Yep.
I EV trade for HP in that cave. For JAA.
I probably did too.
All right.
Did you know there's a move in Pokemon called Synchronoise?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I did.
I
actually.
Didn't.
I don't know what it does.
It hits Pokemon that are the same type as you.
Yeah.
What?
It's 120 power psychic move that hits Pokemon that are the same type as the user. And if you're a dual type, it hits either of your
what
types.
What learns this?
Like, 8 or 10 different lines.
Noivern?
No, actually, no.
Okay.
Is this new to Ruby Sapphire, or was it an extra?
This was
Gen
5. Yeah.
It was added in Gen 5, and then it was buffed in Ruby Sapphire, into this game.
Six.
It was from 70 to 120 power, which is a huge jump.
Yeah.
Weird.
You said it's a psychic type?
Yeah.
Does psychic that mean type other move. Psychic type moves, or psychic type Pokemon resist it?
That's what I'm wondering.
Because then it's
just terrible. Yeah, it's not actually learned. I mean, it's things that aren't psychic learning.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think there are too many that actually.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
The Chatot line learns for lines.
Yeah,
that's still really weird.
Yeah.
Give it to a dragon.
Those
yeah.
I know there's that move that's Happy Birthday Eevee.
That's my favorite. It just comes out.
It just comes out, dances, it says Happy Birthday, and the confetti falls in the air, and that's
it.
Oh,
yeah. I think I have. All
right.
And I think it was one of the.
It was like a Japanese event.
Vivillon. Or Vivian, that they gave out that has the move Celebrate or something, which does nothing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like confetti or something.
That might be the same move.
I think it's similar. It's a similar concept.
I want it to say happy birthday on my screen when I do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a deal breaker.
Oh my gosh.
I've been having fun so far, though.
Cool.
I can't wait till I get to the point where you can get on Latios or Latias and literally fly around
fun.
The whole map.
I wasn't going to get it until I saw that, and now I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
So I never really liked Gen 3 that much.
How fast do you go when you do that? Do you
I
know
have
what the
no
modifier
idea.
Is?
I have no...
It better be like 500% speed.
I haven't seen too many videos of it actually happening, and I haven't obviously done it yet, so...
I'll look into it.
Okay. Can you fly on anything else, or is it just lies?
I think it's just
that's
them.
That's what I heard, too.
That's dumb. I want to fly on a Smeargle.
Don't be all.
Shiny Smeargle was always my flyer right. in Gen 3 and 4.
Anytime I could get one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my HM Slave.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's pretty good. Awesome. Anything else? Any other Pokemon thoughts?
I'm still excited.
I'm stoked just to do a Nuzlocke of the remakes. And for anyone out there who has never done a Nuzlocke, Google it. I'm not going to explain it here because it'll take a while,
yeah.
but
and
it's
too many,
by
like,
far the most fun way you can play a Pokemon game.
Too many small variations here and there. Depending
yeah.
on
oh, you can make whatever rules yeah. you want to add on top of it, but if you want it to be hard and fun, do a Nuzlocke.
Sure. Like basically, if you've also played like a million Pokemon games up to this yeah. point, it's yeah, a good way to change it up.
Right. right, yeah, exactly.
That's why I'm doing the no starter run. I did all of Black and White 2 without evolving my Oshawott. That was fun.
Did they force feed you the experience share real early in this one?
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't exist. Oh.
Yeah, it's still there.
Turn that off.
Yeah, definitely
you turn that
yeah.
off.
I've
Everybody
been doing
turn
it,
that off.
At like a gym, because I've only using
yeah.
two Pokemon so far. Because I'm just
okay.
gonna the rest of them are just gonna go away. They're just back up right now.
Mm-hmm.
So just in case something goes wrong, I want someone to
pick up the slack.
Just stand there for a second while I use the one revive I have right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cannon fodder is a staple of early
yeah.
Pokemon games.
Late,
if you're
yeah.
using a Nuzlocke, you're gonna someday you'll sacrifice your level.
Someone's gotta take the hit.
48 whatever to the Dragonite that Lance is throwing at you.
Oh, Lance.
Somebody's gotta die.
That's how Swampert died.
Single tier.
I don't know if you know yet. Is the champion? Is
yeah.
it Steven
yeah.
or is it that other?
I don't know. I've
it's
seen
awesome.
Steven already.
I know Steven's in
I was
it,
in Dewford.
But if
so
he's
I
not
the
champion,
him.
That might be a deal breaker.
I know. I really hope he is. I don't
that
like
other
Wallace.
One is not
Wallace
worth
is weird.
Wallace, yeah.
For some reason, I almost said
Wallace
is his, was his name Preston?
Wallace just makes me feel sad.
Because I don't know. I don't know if I've seen artwork for Juan, who was his Wallace's replacement at the gym. So
oh,
I
yeah,
don't
that's right.
know. I know
sure
Wallace Kyle. Is in the game somewhere.
Keep us
I've
informed.
Seen his like I've seen his model in like a
yeah.
screenshot
I know
or something.
He, I don't, he either gives you the Metagross or you fight him with the Metagross at some point. But I know he's
you
gonna...
fight with Steven like tag team at
yeah.
one point. I think it's in the space station in Moss Deep.
Whoa! I forgot that was a thing.
I think you actually get Deoxys in the game now.
You can get almost every single Rayquaza. Legendary that it was not in X and Y in this game.
Regigigas?
Yes.
Yeah. Buying it.
All the Regis. All of them.
You won't get really the
Dialga,
yeah,
Palkia,
true.
Giratina.
That's what I was going to ask.
Zekrom, Reshiram, I'm pretty sure Kyurem
yeah.
is somewhere. And then like...
Lugia, Ho-Oh, Articuno.
I'm pretty sure.
I hope so.
Mewtwo. And you could get Mewtwo
you, in X and Y. Mewtwo's
in X
and Y. Between these two games, like... Ruby and Sapphire and X and Y, I'm pretty sure you can get all the Pokemon.
That was the problem with
X
and Y. Yeah, there's nothing to do after you beat the campaign.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, there was one
there
dungeon,
is
I think.
A, like, I think it's called Delta Chapter that happens after the Elite Four, I'm pretty sure, in this game.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what happens in it because I haven't looked it up
I
at
heard
all.
It's really cool.
No spoilers.
I heard it's really cool.
Join Team Galaxy or whatever. No, wait, that's Magmund.
Yes.
And our
yeah. But you're in space, so they cross over and meet Team Galaxy.
There you go.
Galactic.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll go with Team Galaxy.
They fire
Team
satellite
Galaxy
missiles and Team Rocket.
And I looked this up earlier because I had read it a little bit ago, but you can get... I wasn't entirely sure when I reread it, but you can get Johto, Sinnoh, and Unova starters in this game, too. I don't
okay.
know if you get all of them.
Because
it said you get the starters. It didn't say you pick one. It says you just get them.
Mm.
At least in
just
the post that I read.
In your Pokebox at some point.
You have to beat the Delta Chapter to get Johto, re-beat the Elite Four once to get Unova, and then beat them again for Sinnoh.
I hope it's like before, where it'll give you one with a pretty good nature and automatically give you good IVs on it, too.
Yeah.
So you don't
I don't
have to
know
reset that
specifics.
Pokebank and trading online kind of made those worthless anyway.
And the new, and the new breeding mechanics, too.
Yeah.
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 That's my
Pokemon
minute.
Pokespiel.
Yep.
Very cool. Pokemon is.
Aside from that, I've
neat.
Been making video games,
working on stuff,
yeah.
getting it done.
Trying.
I've awesome. Been snaking real pipes. That came out wrong. I down the drain IRL.
Oh man,
there, that's
how is
a
that
little
going?
Bit better.
I've fixed the upstairs sink.
Hooray!
Awesome.
Good job. I learned it from a video game.
I learned it from watching you.
There were a bunch of slimes with eyes, and sometimes the face got frozen, and they followed me, and I just stuck a snake down. It's
scary. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you actually pull up anything, like, other than just kind of...
Dunk.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It's great. Works now.
Think we can do that for this other one?
Yeah, now that I've done it to the top one, I know we can do that. Just don't have to call a plumber. Yeah. Everything's great in this house now.
Unless you, like, put something down there, like, physically.
The head of a Barbie doll.
Exactly.
You know, you have to
I think you can pretty much, like,
you have to go into the emergency room and be all embarrassed about it. Like, oh, man.
I got there, man.
It's so weird. That Lego, dude.
Anyway.
Fixing sinks is not that hard if it's just like a clog.
Yeah, that's what you want to talk to. You want to talk to plumbers and doctors. What's the weirdest thing you've pulled out of a place? Boy, let me tell you.
There's some good stories.
He says
there.
After his third drink.
Five stories.
Living or dead.
Right.
10 each.
Ugh.
Man. Anyway.
Ugh.
Video games.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What are you guys up to? Does anyone have anything like non-Smash related to share before we just kind of get right into that?
Do you want me to talk about Destiny again?
Yeah, you could. The expansion's almost out, right? The
expansion's almost out. And they did an event right. They finally had... They have an event, like, every 4 or 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of feedback from the first time they did this particular event, which was PvP, but your gear actually affects the battle. It's not all normalized.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And people complained that it was still too normalized. So this time around, it's not. And they've also increased the rewards from it a lot. So everybody loves it.
Yay!
Yay.
I put like 30 hours into it. That's cool.
Yep.
Whatever, man. Destiny's still cool.
Yep. I'm going to get a PS4 in a few weeks and we're going to play it.
There you go. I have to get up past like level 12 or whatever I'm at.
I'll help you power up to 20 in like a day. Easy.
Mm.
Power level up?
Yep.
You can level from 1 to 20. Mm-hmm.
What day is the
like
expansion actually out, do you know?
I don't know for sure. It's like the first or second week of December.
Yeah, I know it's in December, so...
Yeah.
So next week or the week after.
I know a lot of details about that, too, but they're not that interesting, really.
Mm-hmm.
The boss of the expansion is still just the same model as a regular enemy, but bigger. Just like every other boss in the game.
Good.
Wonderful.
That's kind of embarrassing.
A little bit. You can tell the game.
Transform field out. They're like, alright.
Yep.
We're going to 400%.
Scale.
Recolor.
Scale, you know, not transform.
Not even recolors. None of them are recolored.
They're all just
not
balanced.
And at least one of them isn't even bigger. It just has more health.
Yep.
Cool.
Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Statistics.
Hey, speaking of Halo-ish things.
Oh, yeah.
Played a little bit of the Master Chief Collection.
Sweet. How's that?
Adorable.
It's good and broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear
that's what I heard.
Yeah. Like, we didn't even try the multiplayer, because I didn't even,
really?
Like...
Even
we played
the single
it the
player?
Day, we played it the day it came out, and there were enough reports of, like, matchmaking just doesn't work, that I was like, all right, I'm not even going to bother with this at
the
moment.
One thing it's supposed to do.
Yep. But we, I played a little bit of the campaign of Halo 1 with Lorraine,
it's
like, that's where we started
having too much fun
off.
Toggling the graphics switch.
Yeah, I actually got lost a little bit,
cool.
Like... I would think I knew where I was going, and then she would switch it, and I wouldn't be positive that it was the same place. Because it doesn't even do, like, if you played the original Anniversary Edition, like the Halo 1 remake on 360,
mm-hmm.
it does, like, a fade to black when you do it, like, you push the button or whatever, mm-hmm. it fades to black and then brings up, you know, either the old or the new graphics
like
when you switch them. But yeah, on the Master Chief Collection, it literally just instantly, like, it basically renders them both at once,
and
so
just
it just instantly swaps them to the newer, awesomer graphics or, like, the older, like, super flat graphics.
I would never stop flopping, flipping things.
Yeah, like, she would do it sometimes, and I would literally, like, not be sure that I was still going in the direction that I was going.
That's amazing.
I was like, oh man, all these textures just went nuts, so I'm not sure what's happening anymore.
I know you called me crazy, but I still think original Halo looks just adorable.
I don't understand that. Old games
just,
never look
tell
adorable.
The difference in the anniversary? The
I
first
think
one?
It's just because
after
I could feel like I could actually make that, like, on my own.
That makes it adorable.
That's what Halo, well, that's
that
what Halo, that's what Halo 1 looks like now, and you wouldn't remember it that way, but it totally does.
Yeah.
Like, Halo 1 looks like a game that, like, 4 people could build in Unity in, like, 6 months. Like, when you talk about graphics
so
fidelity.
Cute.
15 years will do that, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's hilarious because it's true.
Brian Lupfer is here.
Hi, Brian.
Coming in hot.
Yeah.
Coming in hot.
December 9th is when the expansion hits for Destiny.
Cool.
So, 2 weeks,
one.
I'm assuming. Because if the first is next Monday, it'll be 2 weeks.
That math almost checks out.
You're doing it?
Yep. So yeah, that's cool mostly, and then but we did find one super irritating bug just in the campaign too.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that's
you
don't right.
Yeah, this thing that happened. So we were in the second level of Halo 1, right?
Oh my God.
And we found one of the terminals. I was like, I want that achievement. I'm gonna go push that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you do it, it like quits the game and goes out to the Xbox Live Marketplace. You can download some fucking Halo app from the Xbox Store.
Sweet.
And then I was like, well, surely our progress is maintained, and if we just flip back over to the game, it'll still be there.
No.
And then we go to click on it, and it launches the game fresh. And we lost the progress we had made through, like, half of that level.
We'd done the
first
level, and it said that we had not done the first level. And then it said we had nothing on the second.
Were you guys on Legendary?
No, we were just heroic. Yeah, I was going to go to Legendary, and she
goodness.
Was like, I'm not sure that I'm ready for that.
I can't. You guys saw me with when we played Halo 4 that one time.
I think you killed somebody.
Yeah. One
that
person.
Was better than Mary did. She got an assist.
There you go. Kill versus assist. That's a whole different
once
whole
we started
part.
Playing with the actual internet, I don't think I got a kill.
People who play Halo Online have a lot of practice playing Halo Online.
As it turns out.
Believe it.
It's much easier when it was just it was internal online multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to clarify here. You did something and you got an achievement, so the game went back to the dashboard and tried to sell you something?
So here's the thing. So apparently, I don't know if they all do this, but some of the terminals, they're just linked to like external Halo content. Like
yeah.
I think one of them pops up like, it'll link into the Forward Unto Dawn movie on like Xbox Live Video.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I think was to their like Halo Gateway or whatever it's called. They're like Halo Media App thing.
Okay, yeah.
So when you pushed it, if you don't already have that like downloaded on your console or whatever,
phone messages,
it sends you to the Xbox Store so you can go download it.
Oh
and then
boy.
When we went back to the game,
it
the
was
game
gone.
Was no longer active.
Well, you should have gotten it earlier, so that didn't happen.
I know, right?
That is horse crap.
I should have known that I had have that downloaded.
Have you guys played Halo 2 at all yet?
No, I really want to. Like, I wanted to start her off at the beginning,
because
she hasn't played a Halo game other than,
you
like, when we played Halo 4 for
order.
A little bit.
Yeah,
yeah, I do eventually want to finish all of them.
You should have started with Reach.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sorry.
That disc.
Start going
yeah,
chronologically through
right,
the
game. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That could work.
Backstory.
Yeah. Do I have to play all of them alone? I don't want to.
Not alone.
No, that's why we're in co-op.
I would
have
Dustin to help
yeah.
you.
I know,
to
I would
drag
make it.
You through the story.
Yep.
Did you?
Maybe
awesome. We can get through Legendary
and
on Halo 2.
Yeah.
I remember Halo 2 being the hardest Legendary game, because it's the only one that I haven't beat solo.
Mm-hmm.
That game was
mm-hmm.
real tough on Legendary.
When matchmaking works again, or when you're brave enough to try it,
mm-hmm.
try it and try some of the old glitches
yeah.
that I know
yeah.
are in the game, and
yeah.
let me know how much fun that
mm-hmm.
is.
And I think actually that stuff is, if it's not fully functional now, I think it's mostly up at this
it
point. I just
is,
haven't
yeah.
had time to check back
yeah,
in and
right,
multiplayer
yeah.
in.
Rocket lunge across the level and then get out of it and then snipe some people.
Yep.
Let me know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I definitely
take a skull with you and just time it out.
I definitely want to play more
totally.
Of it. And it sounds like they were addressing stuff like by the hour.
I'm
like,
sure.
We've got other
yeah.
stuff we'll talk about, but a lot of games came out last week and were broken.
Cough.
So we'll get into that a little more.
As a Destiny player, that feels good because people
were
talking about how bad Destiny was until now.
Yep.
See,
yeah,
it's
yeah, relative. It's not even a comparison.
Yep.
Because I think the gnarliest Destiny issues I end up reading about at launch were like people in certain college networks. Just couldn't play,
yeah, right? Yeah.
Although like their security was configured. Or
the
whatever.
Biggest problem is there's no plot.
I mean,
the
technically,
fine.
Yeah.
From a technical
like as far as
it
not
great.
Crashing and like actually being functional, like the part where you shoot dudes.
Exactly.
Fall
yeah.
Floor. No faces.
No faces is the best glitch though.
The best one of those is that whatever the screen cap is where they're about to. The dude about to kiss a lady with no face. Just eyeballs and teeth. Thanks, Assassin's Creed Unity.
Awesome.
Anyway.
Broken games.
Anybody else before Smash?
Mm-hmm.
I bought an amiibo and I feel conflicted about it.
Which one?
Link.
Link's a good amiibo.
Is he good?
Like he's a.
I
looks like he's peeing
yet,
the whole time.
should we have an unboxing on this podcast?
You could go open your amiibo. Say Nintendo, they fucked you over by putting that little magnetic thing on there, so you can't truly maintain mint in box amiibos and.
The quality
them.
Really ranges on those.
Yeah,
like some of them look really good, and then like the Mario and Donkey Kong just look really really bad. I don't know
the
why.
Peach is by far the worst.
Yeah.
The Marth one's
the Marth. The Marth's close. You're
what
right.
face?
Yeah, amiibos are interesting. I filled out my my Club Nintendo survey to get my sick soundtrack.
And Mewtwo.
Yeah, the second page of things they ask you is all Amiibo related.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, did you buy an Amiibo?
Oh,
how many did you buy? How satisfied are you by your Amiibos?
Will you be buying
on a scale of 1 to 7 or whatever?
They had an individual survey about just general Smash stuff, and half of it was Amiibo crap.
Yeah.
Well,
you get like 10 coins for it by not doing anything. I was like, okay, I'll do that.
Uh-huh.
I do have another Pokemon Club Nintendo related thing, because in the survey for Ruby and Sapphire, there was a question that asked, how many Pokemon games have you played?
Oh, no.
And it was one of those check boxes, and it said like Gen 1, including Red, Blue, Yellow, Gen 2, Gold, Silver, Crystal, and
all.
Just to check off every box.
Clicked all of them, and then except for the last one that said, no, this is my first Pokemon game.
It's a good way to find if there are new people playing Pokemon,
it's like,
which there are.
Yeah. The thing is, I bet with those marketing surveys specifically, like the Club Nintendo ones, I bet those are super skewed to the people who would be checking all the boxes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if this is your first Pokemon game, the odds that you're filling out that survey are probably
low.
Especially since they're hiding them behind, like, the slip sleeves now.
Uh-huh.
So you don't even, like, why would you even know that that's in there? You can barely see that it exists.
I didn't. Like, Kyle didn't tell me that's where it was.
Yeah, you thought you lost it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen it for Smash, and so I kind of assumed they were all going that way. They're that way for
the
Wii U games,
but
too.
In Smash Brothers, it was noticeable, at least, because both sides of the box have a transparency. Like, if you open a 3DS case, there are holes on the right and holes on the left.
Yeah, they do for Pokemon as well, because it's still 3DS game.
But, I mean, I feel like the Wii U game didn't have that.
You
like,
didn't
the disc part,
when you're talking.
I don't think there's a hole there, so, like, you can't actually see most of the
little,
like, it's like, right here somewhere.
Everybody looking
around for Wii U case.
Oh, you're looking for the
pins under your chair.
Go ahead, confirm this.
We need to move on the topic.
Let's move on.
It's really not important now.
So, yeah.
Let's segue
from Nintendo's priorities are
into Smash Brothers.
How do you feel about Amiibos?
It sounds like people are buying them.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I hate myself for kind of being into them.
Right.
Like, I got a Wii Fit Trainer, because that was the dumbest, awesomest one.
Is it male or female Wii Fit?
It's
female. They only have female Wii Fit Trainer.
I am angry.
Can't wait to buy a Game & Watch.
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Yep, it's only female Wii Fit Trainer, and only the, like, default male villager.
Yeah.
It looks like shit. Looks so bad.
Who?
If there is a Shulk one.
There is a Shulk
one.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
There will be.
The Captain Falcon looks actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's Shulk has so many colors, though. Mm-hmm. Like, his outfit is so complicated, there's no way that
would
actually translate.
He's in, like, set 2 or 3.
Okay.
They've
Maybe
announced the third wave.
He's in the second
Shulk.
One, I think.
Nope.
That, oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
It isn't. Removable clothing.
Yep. Shulk doll. I'll take 5.
I'm really
awesome.
Feeling
it. And it says I'm really feeling it.
Really
pull the string.
Yeah. He has to have like 3 or 4 phrases.
Yeah, that should be his feature in every game. Like, even the games that he's not in, you just touch him to the gamepad and he says I'm really feeling it.
That's it. That's all you're the character.
Then I really would buy it.
Yeah, I would buy it.
Yep.
Now I want that to be my alarm clock. Just wake up to
I'm really feeling it.
It's like the Surge alarm clock. The
yeah,
alarm
it just
clock.
Gets louder and louder.
Yep.
So Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm. It's a game. It's out.
Yeah, it's out. I think we're kind of playing that game, a couple of us here.
Yep. We'll be playing
there
a little more of it soon.
3 new Smash Brothers releases in the last month and a half.
Yeah, I know, right?
That kind of blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. And they're all pretty okay.
Yep.
The 3DS one being kind of...
Yeah. It was the most
two.
Exciting.
It was what it was.
Yeah.
And now I'll never play it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Rest
back
in peace, 3DS Smash
Bros. After playing the new Smash on a GameCube controller, it makes me never want to play on a 3DS.
It does feel
again.
A lot better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As a person who didn't,
vigorously.
As a person who didn't really like the 3DS Smash Bros. Version that much,
mm-hmm.
I am enjoying the Smash
it's
4
had a fun
U.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so pretty. Man, it looks so good.
My eyes bleed with
you can see
greatness.
Like the rivets in Ness's shirt. When I saw that, I was like, okay, that's fine, Nintendo. I'll allow that.
We could probably have a fun argument about which stage is the worst.
Yeah, probably.
It's Pac-Land.
I've never played Pac-Land.
I haven't played it.
I promise you it's Pac-Land.
I believe you.
Alright, I'll try it later.
We tried it. We just unlocked it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want to see what this is like. We weren't even fighting. We were trying
fast,
to figure out
right?
what we were doing.
Mm-hmm. It's like it's an auto-scroll level that scrolls left and right, and then, like I said, basically, like, parts of the environment are platforms, but the entire level just looks, like, completely flat,
2D art that is not distinguished in any way. Yeah, exactly. So the stuff will just hit you as the level auto scrolls, and you don't even know that it was supposed to be like collidable.
Or there's no collision on things that look like platforms, and it's just a giant pit.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah, I got I tried twice on that level, just landing on stuff that looked like it was a platform and it was not a platform.
Like, he has no reason to. Like, there was no reason to believe they weren't platforms.
Guys, it's more fun when you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that at least seems fun. When you're on Palutena's temple, it's just you're in a big empty room and there's nothing happening.
I would prefer a big empty room than the atrocities that is Pac-Land.
That's a psychological you're a mile apart from anyone else. You're just a pixel on a screen.
Do you want solitary confinement or active torture?
Yep. Well, maybe the worst thing about like playing that level and being disappointed by it in its entirety was that you have to play to unlock that level. You have to play the board game 3 times minimum.
I'm sorry, you'll probably never.
The way it is unlocked is you play each of the board game stages 1 time. So we had to come. It's all right.
It wasn't the worst thing.
I hear people complain about it.
It's sort of like Pac-Land, and like I feel like most of the time when it's like active, I don't actually know what's happening. It's like there's 37 things going on at once, and then sometimes you fight.
It's like a pachinko machine.
Yeah, sure. Basically.
It's like case closed.
Yep. Accurate.
How long does a round of the board game take?
Like a full playing the whole thing?
If you just wanted to grind it out.
It takes you probably an hour to get all
the
three.
The collective mind of Kyle is already coming around to it.
I would don't do it alone. Mm-hmm. We did it together with 2 computers, and I mean that was fine.
Yeah, I actually did play the first shorter one by myself. But yeah, basically, like you'll start a game, and you pick a number of turns, kind of like Mario Party.
15 is the lowest.
15 is the lowest. Oh, you can pick lower than 15. And then you start, like, it spins a little, like, dice like Mario Party, and you move around the map. And things on the map can either be, like, collectible stuff within the game, like trophies and soundtracks, like, that kind of shit can just populate on the board, on the game board.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the power-up tokens, like they like in Smash Run, like where you just pick up things that increase your stats, like speed and jump and all that crap. And then characters, which you use to fight... both during, like, when quote-unquote mini-games break out, at the end of the game to see who wins.
Okay.
So the object is just to go around the board, collect as many power-ups and, like, characters as you can, and then when it all finishes, basically, it's a 4-player face-off.
Timed face-off.
4-player time game. Boy, like, it's a 5-minute time game using all the characters that you stocked, respectively, and it's just whoever gets the most KOs, like, a standard time game when it ends.
Okay. I feel like the most interesting part is the end, because it's just, like, I would pick, like, 5 characters and just, like, get... No, I mean, like, the end, like, the final thing that you do... Forget the board game fight. Part of it.
Yeah.
But, like, having, like, a certain number of characters as your stock, losing one, just shifting right to the next one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are some actually interesting parts of it, because when you, when you kill characters in, like, the regular encounters, so usually it's when 2 players land on the same space at the same time, it'll trigger, like, a collision state where, like, you basically do a mini game at the end of the thing.
Duel.
Which might be, like, a home run contest, or is usually just a fight, like, a 2v2 teams, or just, like, a free-for-all.
Mm.
But when you kill characters in those encounters... Or when you beat people, you steal their characters for yourself.
Yeah.
So you like funny stuff. Can, yeah, exactly. Can arrive. You're like, he's got a level 2 Link. I'm gonna fuck him up.
I want that.
Because all they do have the custom moves on them too. Like,
that's the other part that is actually really neat is they're totally randomly rolled characters, like taking into account like all their custom moves.
I don't think it's based on what you have. Even
we're gonna do that right now, right?
We can.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All
right.
Yeah. So there is some merit to it. Like, overall, I kind of wish there was a mode where you could just do that without playing the board game. Like, you could just say, I want 4 random characters with completely random movesets and just, like, play that.
Yeah. That would be fun.
It would take more of the time out of it than, like, all right, everybody's going to roll their dice and then decide if they want to use their items and then.
You can make random customized characters. Like, if you turn them on, you can.
But you still have to have stuff unlocked, right? Yeah. That's the part where that falls apart. Like, eventually, we'll get most of all of that stuff unlocked anyway, but it would be cool if you could just, like, randomly roll from all the stuff that exists. Yeah, it's not totally without merit, but it's just kind of, like, it plods a little more than it should.
How do you feel about Mario Party?
Basically.
In your Smash Bros.
You do unlock a lot of stuff from beating it, though.
I was actually wondering if that's
probably
the fastest
way to get it. If you did want to just grind out, unlocking crap, that would be a good way to do it.
The only thing I care about unlocking is music.
I don't think there's any music, though.
No?
Not in that part.
I'm not positive. You might be right. I'm not.
Well, then forget
it. You can definitely get trophies.
It moves, oh, and then those like and modifier moves, things, yeah, like the equipment you can put on.
We're gonna have to make a custom stage just to unlock music.
Again. I love that custom stage.
There's no conveyor belts now.
No.
Are you serious?
Well, that won't work.
Oh, do you just have them like...
The conveyor belts brought the items to drop on.
They were sandbags, and the sandbags should drop.
Ganondorf, and you just have the sandbags.
Press A forever, and then all the items would just gravitate to you. You would never have to press anything else.
That's hysterical.
Good stuff.
I still never even got all the stickers.
Yeah,
that's okay. There was like 1,000 of them.
It was 698, if my memory serves.
Well,
that's how many trophies there are now.
Yeah.
But yeah, that stuff's okay. We tried the
big battles.
Master Orders and Master Hand or whatever. We haven't tried big battles yet.
Those seem fun.
Yeah.
We'll do big battles here tonight because we've tried that a few times. We had some 3-on-3 battles, which was cool. It honestly isn't as different as you might think it would be.
No.
It's just a lot more giant brawl, like a free-for-all, is a lot different. Because you're never alone unless you go to Palutena's dungeon level.
I did that because I was doing some of the classic runs. I don't know.
Yeah, sure, but most of them are just like 6 or 8 person. It's just shitload of dudes.
Right.
And it's obnoxious.
The game's just showing off.
It's kind of not fun because it was like, those were like all the fights you did. It was just all like 8 person fights.
No more one-on-one versus Metal Mario versus 8 Yoshis.
I kind of wish they like either renamed it or made an actual classic mode and then added that on, because I still liked, like...
They wanted it to be different from the 3DS classic mode,
The 3DS classic mode wasn't even that, though. That was, like, I wish they would drop the name classic mode, because it's
classic
not the same anymore.
Classic implies that it is classic, which it is not.
They're completely
not new. My classic.
So you're saying this is the new Coke of classic modes?
New Super Mario Bros., but not the same at all.
It's the classic mode. Zero.
Yep. That's the first thing we did, by the way, for music stuff. So we went into the Mario levels and turned off all the ones with the Wahs in them.
I'm coward.
I disagree with that.
I saw that there was a Donkey Kong Country music with a lot of just animal noises, and I really liked it.
Why would you not have that?
It was beautiful.
Yeah, the stage is awful. The super disappointing thing for Donkey Kong music is that they don't have the best Donkey Kong song from Nintendo Land in there.
The
track that plays when you're playing the tilty Donkey Kong minigame. That's like the best piece of Donkey Kong music that has ever been made.
You have to get Project M Wii U.
I don't quite remember. Is it
it's a combination of the arcade version song
mixed in with like Donkey
Kong Country.
Because
the arcade version is on the terrible arcade level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But no, it's like the combination of that, and it's so good. I love that.
It's really good. Music was pretty good in Nintendo Land in general.
Yeah,
Nintendo Land was like a pretty good game.
Yeah,
it was really
totally
good.
Okay.
Would never tell somebody not to play it.
Yeah. Even if you're just doing the Yoshi thing and passing a controller around, that was fun. You know?
We had a lot of fun.
The Yoshi
Animal Crossing level.
Yeah,
that
was good.
The Animal Crossing.
You play Donkey Kong Country with one with friends and see how long it takes for somebody to break something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. I love that game.
The Yoshi one, I feel like, was the only. Like, we played the multiplayer ones a little bit, but it was the only one that was truly Wii-like. Like, going back to, like, Wii Sports style, in the sense that, like, we would just give it to, like, my parents or her sister, and, like,
and
here, play this weird thing.
My mom played it. Right, she got it and was having fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the other ones definitely needed to know a bunch of controls or explanations.
Yeah, or, like, like the Metroid thing, like, you're not going to get someone to play
that. I half of that half the time.
I like the balloon one.
Yeah.
That was just a straight port of, like, balloon fight, basically.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh,
I never played that one, though.
That was
Joust!
All right, which is just a rip-off of Joust.
Yeah. Nintendo Land was fun.
It was.
It was a good game.
Can someone remind me what the Pikmin minigame was? Because I don't... I remember
like
a little
you
bit
were,
about
one
it.
One person was Olimar, and some of the people were Pikmin.
Yeah.
And you just kind of, like, went through
it was kind of like a super lightweight dungeon crawl-ish thing.
It
like,
really was
thought,
just
yeah.
a lot of Pikmin.
I remember playing that with my dad, too.
We all played it here. I remember.
Yeah.
That one was fun, too.
Everything looked all cool. It was all, like, hand stitched together.
I loved
like,
how stylized
that game
was.
Yeah,
that was so cute.
Yeah, where you had the bow if you were on the screen, and you would aim it like crosshairs.
And you fight little puppet pig Ganon at the end.
I just remembered the Luigi's Mansion game.
And that was
that
the
game
best.
That was the best game.
So are we playing Nintendo Land or Smash?
I would Smash.
Yeah, I'm not going to make a vote one way or another. Nintendo Land sounds surprisingly fun right now.
Yep.
And the Animal Crossing one where you just
love
steal apples.
That one was ridiculous.
Candy.
Oh, sorry, candy.
Yeah, it was candy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so much fun. We had a lot of them. It was me, you, Adam, and Justin.
Mm-hmm.
We played that for like
Adam
almost
was
an
pretty
entire...
good at being the guards in that game.
Yeah.
He's very, like, he...
I don't know how he does it, but he'll have them go off and do
yeah.
a totally separate thing.
I'm pretty
thing.
Sure his left brain and right brain are totally segregated.
Yeah, it's
like, he would control them both, like, autonomously, basically.
I tried it. It's not possible. You have
weird.
To have had some sort of weird brain surgery or something.
Or he's just a very strange
injury.
Individual.
Yeah, that's mine, too.
Shout out to through his head or whatever, and they just... grew to operate independently.
It's just two
yeah.
brains.
Yeah, maybe
two
that's
entire
it.
Brains.
Only I have the brains to rule Lilac.
So there you go. Nintendo Land's pretty good too.
Glad we talked about that.
You end up picking up a Wii U for Smash Brothers. You'll get that and the other best game on Wii.
I know they don't actually,
3,
they don't actually sell
Mario
a lot of the
World.
Bundles anymore, but you can definitely go and buy GameStop and buy it used for like $5 at this point.
Because they do. I've seen the bundle, at least they usually have it like... Meijer and Target, like in the big box retailers, comes with 3D World and Nintendo Land now.
The new Mario bundle, I don't think had it.
No, it'll have like new Super Mario Bros. And new Luigi Bros.
Which
it's like
played.
Two games, but it's the same game. So it's like super weird.
It's to play.
It's all flutter jumpy.
It's new levels, isn't it?
It is like remade.
It's
all harder. All the levels are actually
it's
different.
It's like a master quest, I would say.
Yeah, and they're like time super time limited.
Yeah.
Like they all start at 99 seconds or whatever.
I've had it on open for at least a year now.
It's kind of entertaining.
I
played a little bit of
it.
Got
it, I think.
Stop
it. Yeah.
It was fun, though. It's a fun game.
I liked the challenges
just
that were in
slippery.
Super Mario, the first one.
Those
were
really
fun.
Those were neat.
Yeah, especially the ones that
time
required you to cooperate with the person who has the touchpad.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Good stuff.
Woo!
Yep.
Woo!
So, what are the other, are there any other thoughts on Smash, like, gameplay-wise? Because we've kind of just been talking about all the cool peripheral stuff around
it. I still don't like it as much as Project M.
No, of course
I
will.
I don't think you ever will, though.
I know. I won't. I got a
fair character.
Project M is just, like... based on what people actually want, not what Sakurai wants.
It's not even like...
Well, there is still...
I like competitive play better or anything. It's just more satisfying. Like, the movements are easier and more... The type of gameplay it encourages is more satisfying and...
And it's definitely neat that you can, like, customize your own music, too. And if you really get into it, you can customize levels and characters and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like the base level of just how it feels when you play it, I totally agree with you. Like, I think... Project M is a little more tailored to what I would want out of like an evolution of Smash Brothers.
Right.
But at the same time, it is a very different product, quote unquote.
It is
designed for people like us.
Yeah.
Like people who are interested in Smash Brothers on a slightly higher level than just like Nintendo characters are cool and I like to punch
baseball
with
bats
them.
At people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I actually do think like
fun,
I don't
I'm not gonna argue that.
I bet we'll never get like that game out of Nintendo
as far as another Smash Brothers
comes out.
We won't.
If they hadn't gone that way after Melee,
right?
Maybe,
or even after Brawl, because a lot of people hated Brawl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and were really vocal about
they
it.
They need to bring
Nintendo,
it back a little bit, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they said this is our compromise.
Yeah, and I think
Smash 4,
I think this game does an okay job of that. Like I think it
they're
is totally
better than Brawl.
Yeah, I think it is totally okay as that.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like it. Feels better in general, not just playing on a GameCube controller, but also the stages feel like they have better blast zones, people die at better percentages than they did in 3DS, because in 3DS, you'd be at 160, 170, 180% before you die most of the time.
It's because of those
50
variants. That's what I was about to talk about.
Yeah, but in the Wii U version, there are a few stages in particular where I've seen people get blasted off at 100 to 160%.
I've seen people die at 80.
Yeah, 82. And just things like that. You see people get KO'd at better percentages.
Yeah.
Like, comfortably at 120%, I would say.
Part of that is just because in the 3DS version, you will almost always play on the Final Destination variants, which have really big blast zones.
Yeah.
And that's true in the Wii U version, too.
Yeah.
But the Wii U version gives you, like, that Sonic level that's really awesome, and Animal Crossing's pretty good.
Yeah.
I still like the Galaxy one, too.
I actually like the Galaxy
one.
Galaxy one's
two.
Good with the exception of having walk-off.
Yeah, that's a little... I wish he would just walk around. I wish it
would
have
awesome.
A circle.
I was a little disappointed because I thought that's what that level would be.
You would just
be on a planet, right?
Yeah, a little planet
a little
fighting.
Surface.
I'm kind of
surprised,
throw an item and it rolls around the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted that to happen so bad.
They clearly want you to go off stage in this game because the ledge actually snap into the ledge is so easy, but you don't.
There's no reason to.
Yeah, there's very few attacks will actually kill off the edge. Like spikes don't they have very specific hitboxes versus like PM's Ganon and down so air. It's like his body is the down air.
It's so easy to air dodge through things.
It's so easy to air dodge. It's recovering so easy that
upbeats are impossible to punish.
It's frustrating too because like I'll read discussion about the game and they'll say, you know, why aren't people just going off stage to fight and getting kills at low percents? It's because that isn't rewarded by the game.
There are very few. I've seen a few examples where you can do that.
Well, it requires
like strict timing and hitting someone off the bottom of the stage, not hitting them away from the stage. It requires a good angle at the right time and
for your opponent not to do the things they could do to stop you from doing that.
Exactly. it's not a viable strategy necessarily, unless you want to spend inordinate amounts of time practicing to do it.
Damn.
That's what amiibos are for. Train it to do that.
Right.
All
right,
Link. Get down there.
Train it to recover.
Train your amiibo to get back in there.
Bomb jump.
Yeah, I think that stuff's all pretty accurate. And I actually hadn't even thought about that too much, Brian, but you're totally right about the blast zone thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's absolutely the case.
Yeah, especially, it's just that there are better levels that aren't Omega set levels.
That's the biggest thing.
Yep.
And so it makes the difference, because in every Omega stage, the blast zones are...
Games took forever.
Huge. And in the 3DS version, those were the only stages that you really wanted to go to other than Battlefield.
Mm. Playing online against people, you kind of have to. You only have to. You really don't even have to.
If you play for glory, you still have to.
Yep.
Yeah, you still are on Final Destination. You can't pick levels.
Yeah, but I mean, even then, it's just being on a GameCube controller makes execution easier.
For sure.
And with that,
muscle memory.
It can make you be more precise and, you know, kill people easier. Mm-hmm. Plus, having better connectivity online makes a difference too.
That's true.
It makes it easier to accommodate for people that just do runaway roll strategies and things like that. You can react a little bit better. It's not a guaranteed thing, but it'll make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still really glad that they released those GameCube adapters because after Ray and I had played for a little bit. I played a little more by myself, and I was literally so lazy that the gamepad was on the couch next to me, and the GameCube controller was like 6 feet away on the coffee table, and I said, fuck this, and I just picked it up off the couch and played with that for like half an hour.
How was it?
It was okay, but it was not the same. It was not good enough. Playing on the GameCube pad.
Not good enough is the best way to put it.
Because it perfectly does split the difference between like the 3DS and the GameCube controller. It's good to have real analog sticks as opposed to like the nub.
So that part
of the problem it solves, but still, like, it's not the button layout that I would want. And I didn't bother to go change that because I was too lazy. But
I think that's an underestimated part of the GameCube controller is that the A, B, X, Y is laid out in a really cool
way. The old candy buttons.
Right, exactly. But the Super Nintendo layout isn't great when you need all of them accessible at all times.
Right?
Because they were so centralized, like, they were all, like, right there.
Where am I going?
Yeah, as opposed to, like, moving, like, knowing exactly where, like, the square was.
Yeah. Well,
Phil and I were talking about it earlier, clawing Super Nintendo controllers.
Yeah.
to execute better in Super Metroid and Mega Man X.
And
Super Mario World
that's
sometimes.
That's how I play Mega Man X.
I can't do that. That blows my mind.
This is how I hold it. The claw.
Your claw is different than mine.
Yeah, do you
like,
do this?
I hold it like this.
Oh, you do it like this? I do it like this,
everyone
actually.
Can see.
I do what Brian does.
The listeners.
With like an extra finger on the face buttons, basically.
Yeah,
using a finger on the face buttons instead of...
I curl my index finger around all of the buttons except one, which my thumb handles, which is B, I think.
Yeah.
That sounds right from, like, positioning.
I actually push the button with the tip of my finger, the button like that. And then it's usually these two with my index finger and then the, like... B and
we'll
X
post
with
pictures later.
Yeah, B and X.
There you go.
The other two with my index finger. But
optimal
yeah.
holding positions for Super Metroid.
Accurate. Yeah,
I think we're gonna have to record Super Metroid at some point.
Oh yeah,
I guarantee you someday that will happen. Mm-hmm. I promise. Mm-hmm. I promise that it will occur.
Dear listeners, we will record Super Metroid for viewing pleasure at a later date.
Yep. Yeah, but Yeah, I think the GameCube controller is a cool, weird experiment that, like, neither Nintendo nor anyone else kind of really followed up on. Mm. Like, I guess the giant E button on the Wii Remote is, like,
sort of
that. But there was nothing else on there. Like, if you made a small button.
But, like, that was a cool idea. Like, having your primary button actually be larger and more accessible than the other ones, and having, like, the rest of the face buttons built around it.
I don't want symmetry in my controllers.
Like, in an age where industrial design is dictated by Apple products primarily, like, it makes sense that, like, controllers got cleaned up. Like, that nobody else was going to make a thing that looked weird with, like, kitty-shaped buttons and shit on it. But it was a cool idea. It's still a cool controller. It's still it's my second favorite modern controller.
That's pretty much how I feel.
The 360 controller, I think, is still tops for me at this point.
I really like the Wii U Pro controller, actually.
Those are good.
Yeah, it's good.
They're so lightweight, and everything just sort of works on it. It feels good in my hands, and it's got...
Yeah, it's definitely like a perfect shape.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still not in love with the symmetrical joysticks. Like, I like the asymmetrical ones.
Especially the right one's a little weird,
but it is a really good controller.
I mean, I definitely love the GameCube controller for Smash Brothers, but for the rest of the time, I'm pretty happy using
Nintendo's
the Pro controller.
Mostly been crushing it for controllers since N64. Because, what a thing.
Super Nintendo, man.
You mean after the N64.
Yes, I'm saying N64 is the divergent here.
I would say that the Wiimote is a pretty big diversion.
I can't believe they made a thing that you can't touch all of the buttons at once by design.
Like Kyle said, it was designed for a three-handed alien.
A small hand. A three-handed alien.
Right.
Yes, the N64 is the definitive loser in the Nintendo controller.
And at the time, that was before like PlayStation controllers and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it was right when PlayStation was around.
It was before the PlayStation, the DualShocks. Sony added analog sticks after the fact.
Right.
Yeah.
Before that, it was the Super Nintendo controller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Sony and the original PlayStation controller was basically a Super Nintendo controller with like extended like hand grips.
Mm-hmm. Other than the fragility of the Dreamcast controller, I think it was ahead of its time too.
Probably.
It was super light and kind of terrible in that way, but like
was on
the layout, it was really comfortable.
You can ask any person that plays Marvel vs. Capcom 2 how they feel about the Dreamcast controller, and they will tell you even more good things than that.
It kind of is like the proto Xbox controller.
It's the
stepping stone to that. Kind of like sort of like the Dreamcast was in a lot of ways, I guess.
The first Xbox.
I was going to say, who remembers that controller?
Everybody
size of probably. Both your hands that put together.
I like that thing. The Duke.
You got big hands.
The Duke. Yeah. The Duke.
I like that.
I got big meat hook.
A magnum.
With gusto.
They should
see that if Microsoft were really on point, they would have done that. Like, they would have pulled a Nintendo GameCube controller adapter and released the Xbox Magnum controller for Halo the Master Chief Collection. Just like, here's a USB-based Duke.
How many?
It's got the little black button and the little white button.
How many people would have actually bought it just because it was called the Magnum? Like, it's a not zero number. It is probably a four or five figure number.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally. I would have bought two of those.
I know.
I still will. Somebody give me the USB-based Duke.
I like that it's called the Duke now.
I'm going to always call it the Magnum. They're both good.
But they're both good.
Man.
Duke Magnum. Oh.
Yep. Yeah, I like those controllers. Adam did too. He was really into those back in the day.
They were a little too big for me.
The S1s are good too, though.
I like the S1s.
Those are also still really good.
My last thought on controllers is that I actually like the newest DualShock. I know we've talked about it a little bit before.
DualShock 4 is nice.
It's the first DualShock I've ever liked. I hate all the old ones. I hate the concave.
Yep.
Joysticks on the old ones.
That I didn't mind. The only other one that I liked was the original PS1 one that had the concave joysticks, and like the whole thing was just slightly larger than the like PS2 and PS3 controllers after the fact. But yeah, I agree with you.
I honestly think as I've been playing more games on the PS3 and started to use the DualShock 3 after the fact, I'm okay with it. It's not my favorite, but
it
works.
That's about how I feel about it.
I mean, I've only really been playing RPGs on it anyway.
Yeah, you're not exactly doing really Switch-based. Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like a modern controller. It's not ergonomic at all. They didn't put any effort into where the buttons go. It's just like, here's the same crap we've made for years that we know you love for no reason.
I would definitely say I prefer the 4 over the 3, but the 3 isn't, like, the worst thing I've ever used.
I guess I can agree with you. Technically.
So Dustin, I just thought about it. If you, like, there are some places like Arcade Shock and stuff like that that you could find the adapter for the old Xbox controller.
I might have to do that.
Because I was thinking about it, like you said it, and I just thought about it. There are adapters for every fucking thing.
Sure,
yeah, you can make that.
I did zero effort to look into this, but yeah, I'm sure you're 100% right that people have already solved
it's
that problem.
Done.
Yeah, this problem has been solved for probably
years
now.
Been addressed.
It would have been a different thing, though. There's something perfect about opening a fresh new controller, like straight off the line.
Just a fresh shit brick in your hand.
Yeah, I actually
actually, Duke or Magnum.
I'm actually surprised that so far the those white Japanese with GameCube controllers don't seem to have gone up in price.
Like, oh, yeah, I believe that.
They fluctuate a lot.
They must have made a lot of them. It's not a consistent production.
As far as I know, like, they're probably still making them over there. It's like, I bought another one. We have three total now. Like, they drop below $30 again on Amazon. I was like, all right.
I think we have five.
I want to get eat one more and have a full set.
Well, we were talking earlier. How much, now that they're selling the black ones now?
Yeah. They're $29.99.
They're $30. Okay, that's reasonable.
Yep.
So I was stoked to find out that it's got the extended cord length to it.
Does it? I didn't know that.
It does. Yeah.
Awesome. So well, then I can buy one of those.
You should go to Best Buy and get one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll totally do that.
Problem solved.
You just sold me one of the new controllers.
You're welcome. They're a little bit cheaper of quality, though.
That is what I've heard.
Man, I hope not.
But we could go compare here.
Yeah,
do you have one?
Yeah.
We have.
Oh, that's
right,
you got one with the game.
Yeah. Do a taste test.
Right.
There you go.
I held it the other day and it didn't feel different, but I didn't play with it.
It feels a little stiffer, but it's new.
So, yeah. It definitely feels weirder until you get like that coat of perma sweat on it.
You gotta lube it up a little bit.
Alright, now it's ready.
You gotta get that fucking nerd grease up in every groove.
Right. Every time I use one of those white GameCube controllers while we're like idling in between matches, I take like a coat of weird grease out of the cracks of the controller.
Uh-huh. You just take a finger
thumbnail in.
Yeah, that's what shitty trading card game cards are for. You just whip out a card that's terrible and
that's
use it to grout your
number.
Buddy
him.
You just say grout, right? Good.
That's too good.
Right, yeah. Sand energy.
I can't tell you how many times I've done that with GameCube controllers and Xbox controllers. Well,
the best $3 I ever spent was to buy the Nintendo shaped screwdriver so that I could actually open it up and actually clean it on occasion.
That's a good idea.
That hit me in such a weird way because I learned how to actually do grout well about 3 months ago.
Nice.
So I'm thinking about how you would do it to make it look really pretty.
Right, man. Craftsmanship on this is impeccable.
There's barely any grease left in this controller.
Yep. Oh, man. Oh. Controller maintenance.
We touched on all points today.
Yep.
Good.
Yep. I still wanted to... Brian, you might know this. I haven't bothered to look it up. Has there a definitive arcade stick board yet? Has someone made a thing that works with Xbox One, PS4, 360, and PS3?
There's... I'm trying to remember. I know for sure that there's one that works with the 360 PCB. You have to put them together. Mm. No, actually, I think there is one, but it's always out of stock.
There you go.
Well, they're sold out because they can only make so many at
a
time.
As fast as they can make them.
Yeah, as fast as they make them, they sell. Because they, like, people, the demand is there.
If you're going to own one, you might as well own that one.
Yeah. Because I'm assuming something like that has to come from, like, a slightly... under the table. Like, I don't think Mad Catz can do that due to licensing reasons.
No,
I don't think they can get Microsoft and Sony to shake hands
That's like a fifth party.
Yeah.
And, but
no countries with no laws.
But that, actually, fuck, I'm wrong. It's a PCB that works on PlayStation 4 and Xbone,
mm-hmm.
and then it works in conjunction with a different PCB that
for the other two, basically.
Well, the other one works on 360, PS3, Wii,
a bunch of other stuff,
and every backwards
console
that there is.
That's the one that I put in the stick that I modded.
Yeah, and so the one that there is now works in conjunction with that.
Gotcha.
And you just have to, like, hold start or press a button, and it switches it when you're booting up.
Very
and
cool.
That's what it does. And then it'll recognize Xbox One, PS4, or it'll just go back and pick the console that it's on.
Cool. Yeah, someday I'm going to have to track one of those down.
It's just kind of
because I would honestly play... Like, I've played a little Killer Instinct, and I kind of like that game. Like,
it looks really fun.
I would play more of it if I could play it on a stick, because I don't have a stick that'll work on Xbox One right now, so, like, it's just not as fun on a pad.
You don't want to shell out the, like, $250
for an Xbox
One.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy a $200, like, another... I have two arcade sticks. I'm not going to buy a third.
Yeah.
I have one, because I had a junk one. But I have one that works pretty well. I need buttons, though. I need buttons and I need PCBs.
Mm.
That's really the big thing. I just need PCBs.
There you go.
Because I had a second one burn the PCB out.
Fuck.
It's how hard you're hitting the buttons, man. You're overloading those controllers.
Brian does hit the buttons harder than anyone I've ever met.
Pretty
funny.
See the one who, like, nervously...
Yeah, so you're the only person I've seen personally punch a hole in one of those. Like, I'm sure plenty of other people have done it.
Yeah.
But, I must have missed that one.
He was like that playing WoW, too.
Who did it?
You.
You.
Oh, yeah.
That's a simulation of Brian playing WoW.
Yes. Do you have that stick sitting around? I can make some noise.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
Anyway. I'm not donating my stick for that purpose.
I
never used it.
It was just, I remember when we were playing, but you just held up the one you had where you had, like, pierced the, like, the finished aluminum plate that comes on your Mad Cat's pads by default. It was just, like, hanging into the body of the stick. Just hit a button, kind of. Yep. Swiftly.
I was worried about your 3DS when you got Smash Brothers 2. Because you have a regular one, so it's not as bulky as the XL. And I've seen you play it, man. Like, I've seen people break them in half. I've seen people tear the joystick out.
I've seen a lot of...
The joystick was really what I was worried about.
I've seen a lot of missing sticks. I've never seen someone break one in two. That's impressive.
Yeah, I don't know. Even
see, that man has Duke hands.
He needs a Magnum DS.
I mean, to be fair, so do I.
Yeah.
I pushed a button through a fucking stick.
Yep.
So...
During normal gameplay.
Yeah. That's normally how I play. That button was pretty shot already, though.
Sure.
The part that holds it above the faceplate was pretty cracked, and so I just finally pushed it through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Does anyone else have anything they want to throw out, or should I move on to, like, get us through some of this news crap?
Shoutouts to Sanwa Buttons and Sticks. I got an Octagon Gate a few months ago. I really like it.
Very cool.
That's it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna experiment with other joystick stuff. Like, I've never done anything other than the standard, four gauge.
Yeah, for me, it's like, because I'm so aggressive, I guess you could say, to my controller. The occasionally when I would go from down back to back, I would go all the way up to up back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd end up jumping, which is especially a problem for for Street Fighter. In Marvel, it doesn't really matter. I can hold up back all I want. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But in Street Fighter, you hold up back and gonna get fucking hit out of something.
Yeah.
Pre-jump frames or some BS.
Sure.
Instead of blocking high and then trying to tech the throw like I was doing.
Yep.
It helped me. Mm-hmm. I know people that have bought them and didn't like them, but it just depends on...
Sure.
It depends on you.
Very cool.
Depends on the player. That's the way it is about... Mm-hmm. Controls in general for, like, Street Fighter, traditional fighters.
Mm-hmm. And then, custom hardware for games is fun. Like, it's entertaining in its own right a little bit. Like, that Rock Band and Guitar Hero stuff was like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like using the arcade sticks and stuff on fighting games. And, like, that's just the level of tinkering that I enjoy. Like, I can solder just well enough to, like, put a couple of wires onto a PCB or whatever. Like, you could get beyond that, and I'm a little out of my comfort
You're
zone.
You're just as likely to destroy it as you are to...
Basically.
Yeah.
But it is just... fiddly enough that maintaining those things is kind of fun. Yeah, on its own.
Yeah,
I'm a handyman.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I actually really like modding sticks.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Good stuff. All right, I'm going to move on to some news here.
What kind of new releases have we had?
Oh, I'll get to new releases.
News first.
Yeah, we got news first. Oh, okay. First thing on this list, guys. How much would you pay to go to an Earthbound convention?
Whoa!
Because you can do that. That's happening. I'm going to look up, let me find the original details here. This started from a Kickstarter project started by Fangamer to print really nice Mother 3 guides, super detailed, super thought out, English versions of guides through this game. And I think it was $250,000, was their, like, stretch goal to actually run a convention for Earthbound.
Right.
But they hit it.
Wow, that is impressive.
So someday there will be an Earthbound convention.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I've been keeping that poo cosplay in my closet for years. I'm trying to bust it out.
I'm still too nervous to wear it to the con.
Yeah. You know, so self-conscious.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're currently sitting at $306,000.
Wow.
That's insane.
They could give out and it is cool over. Like it might have even ended today. It's over now, so I guess you can't go fund it if you...
Earthbound fans are very passionate.
They're like Ron Paul fans.
They love what they love. Good
say
for
that's
them.
Just to forget your math on, that $300,000 was distributed over a little over 2,000 people. 2,274 backers.
Wow.
Yep. So, where is this convention?
That's insane.
I don't think they have details yet.
There's not, like, any...
They just committed that they would do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spend the whole thing reading this, but that's very cool. Good on them.
Yeah.
That's super crazy and awesome.
2,000 people for $300,000.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So insane.
Earthbound, man. Right. Respect. They are crazy about that.
Yep.
Oh, man.
See, this is what somebody should just like break those numbers out and show them to Nintendo if they want an Earthbound game. Look,
I know, right?
You release Mother 4 and charge $1,000 for it,
right.
And you'll redeem your investment.
They just like. Brought over the translate, because they did make a translated version of the first one, and just never brought it here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And it was on the Game Boy Advance, like, that was a thing. It and the original Earth, or Mother 2, were together on one cartridge,
right.
And then there was also Mother 3 on the GBA.
I've played the fan-translated Mother 3, and it is very impressive to me just how attentive to detail they were throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
It could have been an official release for, you know, money.
Oh yeah, I saw a Let's Play of it, and
it's perfect.
It's crazy.
And I know they're making their
own. Nintendo,
you don't even have to pay
for
it. You just put it on the virtual console.
Yeah, I think they even said you don't even have to pay us. Like, you can literally just take the whole thing,
right?
And then Nintendo being Nintendo,
about $135 per backer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Speaking of other Nintendo games.
Per head, if it were broken down, each individual paid the same amount.
Did the same amount.
Yeah, I bet someone threw in 10 grand on
that. Oh, yeah, there was probably at least one or two like huge donors.
Yeah,
just
like, big rollers that were just like, I want to see this happen.
I'd like to think that they're all Notch. Yeah, he's apparently the world's biggest Earthbound fan, and he has all the money he could ever need. So he's... Forget it.
It was Bill Gates.
He'll fund this thing on his own.
Uh-huh.
Everyone else funded $1. Bill Gates funded the absolute rest of it.
Fund one new Earthbound game just for me. Nobody else?
I'll give you this money.
I'll stream myself on Twitch playing it, like, out of the corner. Like, it'll just be, like, an off-TV shot. Let's get an ankle. You can watch this new Mother game. That's really cool, though.
Charge people
for those guys
just to watch it.
Have to sub for it.
Good for crazy fan people getting weird stuff made.
I wonder what weird conventions I could get to happen.
That's PhilCon. Celebration of me.
Come on, guys.
Fill it in.
I just need $250,000 to get this thing off the ground.
Literally, stupider things have been funded on Kickstarter.
Yeah, probably.
Potato salad guy made like about that much money.
That's insane.
Was.
Anyway.
I hope that's the bottom of dumb Kickstarters.
It won't.
Nope.
Yeah, well.
Someone's going to kickstart Jesus toast.
That's going to be less dumb than potato salad.
Anyway. Speaking of other Nintendo games, Nintendo's still selling Wii games, guys.
Really?
New Super Mario Brothers for the Wii hit 10 million sales in the U.S. this past week. It's a lot of games.
I thought you meant they were still making new games.
I bet they still do manufacture a handful
like
of those discs.
Just Dance or something.
Yeah, and I was looking at it just for curiosity's sake. I glanced over like the top ranking stuff on Amazon for just the Wii, and it is they released two new Just Dance games this year, and some third thing that I forget that clearly was
such a
incredible.
Monstrous install base. You know, they might as well.
Yep, but yeah, so there have been new games released for the Wii this year at least.
I'm kind of disappointed that people keep buying the new Mario Brothers games because they're very bland. Inoffensive and milky.
That first one, like, the first time they did it,
it
was really good.
It was okay until there were more of them.
Yeah.
And they made, like, five more of the same damn
well,
game.
See, yeah, that's the thing. It basically came back down to, like, Call of Duty and Assassin's Creed syndrome for me. Like, you do this once, like, every 4 or 5 years, I'm in. I'll check it out.
Yep.
But, like, to release games, like, every year or every other year, like, they released two in the same year, right? Because when the Wii U came out, there was second
The new Mario
DS
2
one.
And
like,
also new Mario U.
You don't need two of those games, like, in 2 years, let alone in one.
I honestly think they're kind of missing what the original games were at this point. Well, because they were, like, if you look at the original, like, four, like, Mario Brothers, Mario 2, 3, and World... They're pretty different games.
Right,
they were extremely
You could argue
games.
About Mario 2 not even being a Mario game, but still, the other three were pretty different.
Now,
that was a good thing.
Yeah, they were really different.
You jump on Goombas and you hit the flag at the end.
Mm-hmm.
People liked it. 1991.
So yeah, that happened. They also have a bunch of other crazy sales figures for Wii games, like to date here, too.
I'm sure they're selling.
How many copies do you think Wii Sports has sold to date?
100 million.
We're gonna include bundles.
This does include bundles.
It's probably close to like.
And you're close.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like 82.5 million.
Jesus Christ.
The next selling game on that list is Mario Kart for the Wii at 35 million.
See, those were all separate buys, though.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, exactly.
No,
Mario Kart did that by itself. Or
yeah,
with like a very limited bundle.
Yeah.
Nowhere near the amount of bundled copies of Wii Sports they put out.
I have a friend who got the Mario Kart bundle. That was the Wii that can't play games.
Oh, yeah. That was when they started
right,
their
it's
new
mini, isn't
new
it?
Model.
Yep. Or is it or the new...
I don't know if it was the newer model.
It was the Wii
mini
model.
Able, but neither one can play
GameCube
games.
And it doesn't have GameCube controller ports either.
They took the GameCube out of
that. They really fucked that up.
She's very upset about the purchase.
Just trying to keep the price down.
Yeah, it was $100, I think, when it was new.
It took half a console out of there.
Yeah, pretty much.
They took the two GameCube taped together and just untaped one.
Right.
Go. Figure that out. Yeah, there's some other kind of interesting stuff on this list sales-wise. Like, I guess New Super Mario Brothers Wii is technically sold 28 million copies worldwide. And interestingly enough, Super Mario Galaxy has sold more copies than Brawl to date.
I believe that.
It's 12.22 million versus 12.14 million.
Okay.
So,
they're both great.
Yeah, weird. I would rather play Galaxy than Brawl.
I would
trapped
in a room for
you
a decade.
On
I would rather play Galaxy for the entire decade than ever play Brawl at any point during that time.
Accurate.
Damn.
I have to agree.
I would drop the microphone.
I'm out.
Galaxy and Galaxy 2 probably my top five games.
They're really good.
They're great.
On the Wii or in general? Like all
period.
No.
That's insane.
I bet one of the Galaxy games would make my top 10.
That's a lot more reasonable than both being in your top 5.
I mean, between the two, they'd have one spot in my top
that's
5.
That's fair.
Okay,
that's spot.
That's totally different.
Because
they're basically
they're
just
same.
An extension of the same
game. Yeah, Galaxy 2 is just like
DLC.
Lost Levels.
Yeah.
It's just like, here's more of this awesome game.
And Yoshi.
More similar even than like Majora's Mask and Ocarina.
Yeah, much more.
Man, there's a lot of Nintendo stuff on here. Nintendo claims that they have no Smash Brothers premium DLC plans beyond Mewtwo.
Yeah,
which is not awesome.
Nope.
Like, I wish they would put out more stuff. Like, I would take more stages and stuff if they would do it.
It doesn't
go to that
have to
well.
Be characters. It could
go to the Mercedes dealership.
I wish there was a Mercedes level in Smash Brothers.
Probably why.
Just like a dealership. That's
yeah,
the
it's
level.
A dealership.
You gotta haggle with the salesman there. That's the
hazard. I know there was conflicting reports over whether Mewtwo is going to be paid DLC or not.
Yeah, and that was something in the fine print of the offer, I think, that says it might eventually be like.
I'm sure they're not going to
available
lock
for purchase.
That away.
Yeah, it would be stupid not to. Like for consumers and for themselves, they can get more money by selling it. And like obviously, as those games get later and later in life, people would rather just pay them $5 or whatever than like go buy both products.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, you won't even be able to get them after like the end of March.
I guess that's true. That's a better point.
CD is till like early January.
Yeah, it's like January 5th
or
some
like,
dumb arbitrary date.
It's like January or like it's from now until March, and then he comes out in like March or April.
Yeah,
okay.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess we'll see if that holds true. But I would rather have them like trickle out content like they announced for Mario Kart.
Right. Yeah.
Like just add little things to those games to expand them over time. Then
season
like
pass.
Have another 6 or 7 year gap between new Smash Brothers content
I
for just whenever they release a new game.
Music.
First, Sakurai's got to go into hibernation and recover, and after that, can they convince him to do more stuff for this, or do they want him to do something else?
Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a breeding the next generation thing going on with this game, considering how deeply Namco seems to have been involved with it.
Right.
Like
yeah.
I would think that.
Maybe they can get him to retire.
Yeah, exactly. They have that plan in the back.
like
someone's gonna
individual games.
I promise you that Smash Brothers will outlive Sakurai's gameplay development career. So eventually,
accident.
Someone else will make a Smash Brothers game. We
buy
shall
the money
see.
Or buy the rights. Like
yeah,
Star
and I would
Wars
still like. I would still like to see him make something else.
Yeah.
I would rather have him. I would rather have his next thing be something else than another Smash Brothers game.
Another
I mean, best of both 1,000%. Worlds. He gets to do something else weird, and
he make
Smash Brothers
zero,
gets a slightly different take than it's had in the past.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I would love that.
Like, some people suggest maybe you can make an Ice Climbers game.
I would, yeah. Okay, I'd play that.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Good Captain
Sorry,
Toad
I couldn't include you in our mm-hmm. last game.
We did
have a game.
See
make a, new
a Captain
game.
Toad demo station at Best Buy.
Okay, cool.
We get to play it.
Yeah, it looked adorable. Like,
would,
it has
I
every other time I've seen a video of it.
$15.
I think it's for that game. I think it's either 30 or 40.
It is 40. Yeah, it's not full price.
Not happening.
Yeah, it's still kind
of. Yeah, it's going to be a tough sell for me.
I'll buy it at some point.
Yeah, I'll buy it after it's cheaper than that.
I would rather see a new good Metroid game.
That's what I want more than anything.
That's all I want.
Star Fox game.
I'm coming. Sorry to disappoint
you got,
all of you.
Well,
yeah, that's happening.
I'm
just
saying,
you'll enjoy it.
And then a new Star Fox game.
There's a 50% chance it's going to suck.
Yeah, that's
historically,
why
it'll be
World
higher
top.
Than that.
Yeah,
so
Woolly World will probably be pretty cool.
I didn't know that Woolly World level was in
yeah,
New Smash.
That was
I saw it and I was like,
You nearly squealed.
I remember kind of liking that level, too.
It's alright.
Which one is
nothing
that?
Nothing really happens. It's just
I don't know how to explain it other than it's the Woolly World level.
It's the one that looks like yarn.
I don't think there's any real...
I tried.
Does the stage change that much?
It's got transitions.
It does transition.
Oh, I forgot
point.
About the Bowser spinny thing in the center transition. Is that the Woolly World level?
I don't
Bowser
know.
That was the Paper Mario one.
Okay,
I played
well,
it
good.
Once.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
remember enough.
It does transition at a point, but I don't, like,
it just
said,
it goes
I don't
up and down
yeah.
is all that it does.
Yeah, I don't
and
think
you're
there's
a platform, so it's
that level's not.
Yeah, I don't
I'll
think there's like any
tonight.
Stage like anomalies like Pac War or Pac Land or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's not that.
Or Ridley does not come out of the sky.
Yeah, Ridley doesn't come and whoop your ass along with other miscellaneous enemies crawling across and also whooping your ass.
It turns out the internet was right and Ridley is too big.
Sakurai did an interview where he basically confirmed, like, yeah, Ridley would have been too big.
That's hilarious. I wonder how in touch he is with it, the internet.
He's aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a BS answer.
Yeah.
I hope it's just a spite. He knew that he was going to make six people on Twitter angry.
Right.
So.
Why isn't Waluigi in the game?
You saw that fuck Mrs. Trophy? He stomped
he
your dumb ass
yes.
out!
He'd be too good. And then he flies.
He does.
And then he gets you with a fucking underhand and launches you, dumbass.
Waluigi too good.
Oh, man.
Hax. H-A-X.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, the holiday season is upon us.
I don't give a fuck.
Black Friday is imminent.
Uh-huh.
It's here. It's already here.
And
GameStop is closing their stores on Thanksgiving.
That's good.
So, yeah, good for
them.
And
yeah, definitely.
For all the horrible, horseshit things that GameStop does...
they have one redeeming factor.
Yeah,
now.
They did something good.
They're not Target or Walmart or Macy's or JCPenney
is
or Sears
is
or
Target
everything
open?
Else. Target's open.
Yeah, yep. I knew the rest of those people were going to be open.
Mm-hmm.
Target's
open.
Yeah, Best Buy's open.
Kmart and maybe Sears, they're opening at 6 a.m. Thanksgiving and staying open, I think,
yep.
the entire weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Jesus
Christ. Toys R Us is close to that, too,
oh
I think. So
I bet Walmart's not even like paying extra or anything.
No, I doubt it.
None of those places
at least
pay holiday.
Walmart, I mean, it's like a 24-hour store anyway.
Yeah.
So it's for some reason, it doesn't feel as bad, and they might be closed on parts of Thanksgiving. I don't know.
No,
so yeah, that's,
no way will they be closed at all.
Yeah,
all
right. So that's monstrous and sad.
They're money-grubbing douchebags.
I still
our political activism part of the show will just be to advise people to not go places that are open on Thanksgiving.
Or just don't go
instead.
On Thanksgiving.
100% don't go on Thanksgiving.
And lower your opinion just a little of the stores that are open.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Take them the down thing is, at least... Walmart employees, for the first time, are going to strike living shit out of fucking Walmart.
Yeah, they do that every day.
I don't know if that's going to do anything.
It's going to
make
every
little bit is an attempt.
I want them to strike, don't
right.
get me wrong, but...
I think there are 100,000 people committed to striking so far.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
in
on
US.
Thanksgiving or over,
yeah.
like, the whole weekend?
On Thanksgiving.
And this is the kind of thing, like, I would hope... I would hope technology could solve this problem for us
mm-hmm.
at some point. Because, like, if all this shit happened online... Then it wouldn't really be that big of a deal.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like, you have a handful
right.
of, like, you might have a handful of overworked IT guys making sure that the servers stay up.
That's
and
fine.
That would kind of be that. And, like, good, that's
he
fine. As a person who has done some IT work in the past and
you
continues
do
to do so, like, relative to a Walmart employee, they're getting paid well enough that if they clock extra hours, they'll be okay.
And the IT guys are going to get paid time and a half for the time that they're working over.
Oh, yeah, because they're valuable.
Or more than
that. Yeah.
Probably more
Unlike
than that.
likely double time on Thanksgiving.
Retail assistants are to their employers.
Right. I mean, they're people with mobility. Like, yeah. You can choose to leave that job and go get, like, a roughly equivalent job that still pays you pretty well.
And they're not as expendable. Walmart can't be like, if you don't work, we're going to fire you. Like, you're our IT guy. Please don't quit.
Yep. So, I mean, that way, like,
I could crash your system with three finger presses.
You can still have both worlds. If you have to have commerce 100% of the time, which we are in America, so obviously you do. Then it can be digital and in the cloud.
I don't want to go to stores anyway.
You
can.
Yeah, exactly.
Going out for Black Friday is an experience.
I was about to say,
I have before.
I enjoy it. I'm a sucker.
I feel the exact same way as you do, Phil. I hate myself for it. It's the worst.
It's a thing you only get to see once a year.
That's the thing. That's the part of it that I like. I like getting deals anyway. If you can get something cheap, why not get it cheap?
And something about buying a thing in a store, putting it in your cart, and the draw is in line.
I like when the world is a little weirder than it usually is. That is a guarantee on Black Friday.
Maybe the weirdest day of the year.
Shit will be strange
people
for a good couple hours
over
there.
Towels.
Yep.
We were in a Meijer a few years ago, and I think somebody shot at someone else with a BB gun.
A BB gun that they were fighting over.
Or they were fighting over a BB gun, something like that.
How was it loaded?
I don't know.
And you can load a BB gun in the store.
Right.
Black Friday. You can pull shotgun shelves off of the open aisles in a Meijer or a Walmart.
I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You can see the darker side of humanity.
The one time I went out for Black Friday, I was really tempted to just knife half the people in the fucking store.
That would have been a story.
You wouldn't be here with us right now.
You don't know that for sure.
It makes you wonder about people because they just go so crazy over this stuff.
And the other thing that gets lost a lot of times is you stand in line and talk to other people the whole time about how crazy everyone else is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really a minority that get
the only truly scary experience that I've ever had at Black Friday was the one time I did try to go to a Walmart.
It is. We go to Walmart every year just about. Usually, it's much better now than it used to be for reasons I'll explain in a second. But I've never had a bad experience at Walmart.
It wasn't even something like that where there wasn't actually an altercation. I didn't see anyone fight over anything or whatever. But the sheer mass of people pushing at each other, not even necessarily violently, but just the fact that they were trying to put that many human beings inside that store.
Yeah,
I actually felt like someone could just get smothered to death.
That happened.
Or trampled.
They've changed is now they do a tier release so that every couple hours a new thing will go on sale.
Yeah.
And they have different lines in the store for different products.
Sure.
A lot more organized.
Yeah, exactly. I bet some statistician got paid way too much money to figure out how to segregate different products.
Well, 5 years ago, they just had all their products out, and they wouldn't go on a sale until a certain time. And the people just had to form their own lines and organize themselves that way. Which predictably did not work well.
Yeah, that's Lord of the Flies
there. Before that, even.
Honor system.
They would say you can't come into the store until midnight, and then we're just going to open the doors.
Yeah.
And let you do whatever you want.
Yeah, that too. And then that obviously
that's how
work
people
either.
Got trampled.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's so scary.
My favorite memory is going into Target when they opened at I don't know, it's 5 in the morning or whatever.
Right.
And then there's a guy right inside the door working for Target, literally throwing carts at people as they walked in.
The cart is
people were just taking off, just running through the store.
It's just 5 minutes is the time it takes from the line to go from.
Come, sit down.
Anyway, it took 5 minutes from the line to go from 8 or 10 people to 100.
That line does balloon real fast.
So you got to get your stuff and get out before a line happens.
New people just arrived.
How's it going?
Good, haven't seen you in a bit.
It's been 100 years.
I know.
We have new humans.
What is your social
media? World traveler, Douglas Fry is here.
Maybe something like that.
Don't really care.
Fair enough. Keys in the basement.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Some people are fools on Black Friday.
Yeah, a good time.
Doug gives a powerful shrug. That's how I can tell you're back in America. Whatever.
I'm just happy that stores are open on Sunday.
you know that you're not smoking and drinking in the street at the same time, so the best you can sum it up is a shrug. How's it going? How you been?
I've been all right.
Good.
Yeah.
How long have you been back? Thursday?
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you doing? Jet lag all right?
Jet lag's okay.
Okay.
I'm kind of tired today because I was just
hanging out with my horrible family all day.
Awesome.
We'll make sure they listen to this podcast. Yeah,
I'm forward to
I'm going to tag all of them.
For that one. Sure, you know. I've been putting them up on Facebook, so just forward it along.
I could see a world where Steve would get this link somehow, but he probably
but
wouldn't.
Steve would agree with me.
Yeah, I was going to say, Steve would not take any offense to that at all.
Same thing you did.
Shrug. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. Safe. I was asking a lot, probably on the spot, but do you have anything interesting that you want to share about being overseas for, like, what's it been, kind of six-ish months, like, on and off?
Five of the last six.
Bill, we can move on. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I'm just glad to have you back.
I'll bring it up.
Okay, sounds good.
The one thing is, Doug definitely does not have Ebola.
Yep,
it's good.
We don't know that.
Yeah, I'll let him squint in my eye later, so it's fine. Like, if I were sitting next to him instead of Brian right now, I'd just lean in and let him lick my face. We'll get there. We'll figure it out.
It can be facilitated.
Yep. The moral of the story, like, if you don't shop on Thanksgiving, fuck that.
Yeah.
And if you go out on Black Friday, just treat people right. Like,
especially the employees.
No indignity that you can perpetrate out of a human, whether they be like someone else shopping or someone serving you, is worth the cheap TV or the microwave or whatever it is. Like, it's just not worth it.
General goodwill.
Be cool.
Give the really gift strong. Of faith in humanity.
Don't be a miserable son of a fuck.
There's to live. Thank you. Yep. All right, I have a string of headlines that I'm going to read off because they're all basically the same headline. Master Chief. No.
Jesus. Damn.
That.
Whoa.
We'll have to go back.
It's in the news.
We don't
Holy
need to talk
crap.
About
that at all,
on.
I was not expecting that.
I want to know what the other headlines were that were basically the same as that.
Oh, God. Master Chief Collection has matchmaking broken at launch.
Yep.
Ubisoft responds to Assassin's Creed Unity issues. Blizzard apologizes for World of Warcraft's expansion launch issues. Sonic Boom has infinite jump glitch that plagues the game at launch. Like, dozens of video games came out in the last, like, week or so, and none of them work right, apparently.
No one knows how to make video games anymore.
Right.
So, I mean...
Surprise.
No AAA developer knows how to make video games.
Well, that's just... I mean, this is a... This is like the surest sign. Like, if you want a sign that video games are a business, like, that's it.
Yep.
Yeah. People have spreadsheets and they need to be filled in with X dollars by Y date.
Yeah.
So if a thing's not done, put it in the box and put it out because we need that revenue.
Dustin, I've seen the contract that Bungie got for Destiny and it is full of incentives, like all sorts of random weird shit for your hitting numbers and getting it out by a certain date.
Sure.
Including. If they hit a certain number of sales, Bungie is allowed to allocate, like, 10 or 12 developers to make a Marathon remake.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
So it's probably going to happen.
Very cool. Yeah, that stuff's crazy. But yeah, when it comes when it comes down to products like that, like things that are that big, where basically like an entire company's gear, mm-hmm. or maybe their entire future, depending on like how their financial situation is. Depends on like one or two releases.
Yeah.
Like that's just how this shit works. And it sucks. Like it's not a good thing.
It sucks as a gamer, for sure.
Yeah.
Although at least we're in a world where DLC and patching exists. So it's
yeah,
not like
that's
they release
the,
a broken
the one,
product.
Yeah, the one bright spot.
They do fix it.
Yeah, it's not a permanently broken product. It's a
temporarily broken
product. It's still dumb that it's there.
It's never gonna get fixed.
It's gonna get worse before it gets better too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's much of an incentive to fix anything in the Vita at this point, unfortunately.
Yeah, I love my Vita.
Yeah, well, we know you love your Vita, but
I just like handhelds in general.
You're one of the, like, 15 people in the world.
I like my Vita.
Yay!
Two of the 15 people
Start
in the world that like their Vita.
Yeah,
the Vita convention.
It's already done.
We
have a strong enough population of that group to justify this as a convention for it.
Welcome.
Woo! Welcome to the Vita convention.
VitaCon 94.
You'll find your Vita book bags under your chairs.
There's Bill's all Oprah today.
I am Oprah.
The Vita's got, man, the Vita's got demographics. If you want girls who like JRPGs or gentlemen who like
JRPGs.
The Vita's got you covered.
Yep.
Yep.
anyway. Moving on.
More Bill Cosby?
No, not yet.
Yeah, not ever.
Well, yeah, maybe not ever.
Say it once.
We're done. Yeah, we've said enough about it, really.
So the Xbox Live documentary came out.
I didn't
basically,
know that.
This was a documentary made by Xbox Live. Basically, Microsoft had like a filmmaking division that has been shut down, but they finished this movie.
Okay.
As part of just like their general Xbox One initiative of like, we want media on this thing. Mm-hmm. And the one and only project they completed was a documentary about those E.T. cartridges that were buried in the desert.
Cool.
That they found.
Yeah, they just dug those up. You can buy it on eBay now for like, I don't know, $10.
The movie covers when they dug those up, and then they sold the cartridges they recovered on eBay for some kind of charity.
Okay.
But, That so that movie came out. I totally want to watch it.
Yeah,
and
that sounds neat.
I was just reading like text descriptions of some of the stuff that came out, like just some of the vaccines, Atari stuff that they revealed, including like the ET. That ET game was actually made in 5 weeks.
Yeah,
from inception to release, like to like a finished thing that they pressed and released
really
in retail outlets.
They had to get it for Christmas.
Even by Atari standards,
that was the. That was the initial Black Friday push.
Yeah, kind of.
Precursor to...
It really sets the tone.
It's the original broken holiday game.
Yeah, it sets the tone for that. It really does.
I don't have Xbox Live. Is there a way to watch
it? You can
this
just watch otherwise? It online. Like, I think you just go to xbox.com. It's free on the internet somehow.
Okay.
So you can just check it out.
I'm still a little uncomfortable going to Microsoft.com or Xbox.com for anything.
YouTube it.
I was going to say YouTube.
Yeah, I would say even if you don't get a legit stream, like, it's out there somewhere. Pirate this free movie.
Yeah. I've pirated free content often.
Interesting.
Or pirate a movie I have on my shelf because I don't feel like getting up.
I've done that before.
No, I don't think I've ever pirated anything like that, but I've definitely streamed stuff on Netflix that is like in my DVD case.
Yeah.
I could walk 6 feet and then put the disc in, or I could just click the button.
Yeah. Outside of like maybe Simpsons DVDs, I haven't put a DVD or Blu-ray in my player in years.
Yeah, Simpsons DVDs for sure.
And now that they stream them all on their
Simpsons
own proprietary
Blusa
website, yeah.
Whatever.
Is it free?
That's a good idea.
No, yep. It is not. It's free if you have a cable subscription.
No.
Yeah, you have to prove that you're paying
Comcast $70 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Man. So that's cool. I'll definitely check that out, that movie.
Yeah.
Other weird business stuff. Apple has removed the free label from all games with in-app purchases on the App Store.
Thank you.
Yes, and this is a good thing. I believe this is mostly due to European regulation, like they were being threatened with some serious fines or possible litigious action or both if they didn't kind of get their act together on this stuff. And I 100% support this. Like, that is a good thing.
Yeah.
I haven't actually personally bothered to check, but I believe they took free off of everything, even stuff that's actually free, and replaced it with, like, the Git moniker. So that's the only part about this that bums me out, because, like, if a product is actually free, like, if it costs nothing up front, it has no purchases inside, like, I don't know why you couldn't still call it free.
Yeah.
I guess that's, like, nitpicking at some point.
It still probably has ads or something.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes.
Because you could just put out stuff.
You
like,
could.
You can put out stuff for free on there.
Right.
There are applications that are
like
just cost nothing.
Just shitty solitaire app that didn't have any ads.
Probably like half of my apps were free.
That's how much
more about me than
there you
anything
go.
Else.
That's how much a flashlight app is worth. It's worth nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, has anybody ever paid for a flashlight app?
Yes.
Really?
I guarantee the answer
like,
is
are you
yes.
saying anyone here or anyone? I guarantee thousands of people have paid for
not,
flashlight apps.
Doesn't that hurt
tens
your brain to think about, though?
Well,
if you hurt your brain every time you think about stupid
that one,
people,
that was especially
you're
stupid
never going to stop hurting.
Yeah.
Doug, you're playing Jet Set Radio on your phone right now. It's making me so happy.
I've got something better.
I'm sorry, I just had to throw
is
that out there.
RPG?
I saw it.
Is it
going to
be the Vigoroth game?
Continuing. So yeah, that's definitely a good thing. I am fully in support of giving transparency of all this horrible, like, overcharging microtransaction bullshit.
Yep.
So good on them.
I was actually having a discussion with my mom the other day, because she plays one of the King games, I don't remember which one, on Facebook. She doesn't, like, she has not spent any money, she does not want to spend any money.
That's good.
But, she was just asking me about, like, general, kind of like, oh, how do they, like, what do they do with, like, minors and stuff like that? And I'm like, it's all, like, an honor system,
basically.
Like, and because I saw, like, they have a new version of Candy Crush or whatever coming out. There was a commercial on the TV for it, and at the bottom it was, like, see bill payer for, like, permission to, like, for the in-app purchases. And I was like, yeah, that doesn't
ask your parents' permission before you go online.
Exactly.
Yep.
Oh man!
Oh my goodness!
Wow. Doug, you're my hero. If you thought you weren't going to lick my face before, I want to touch my mouth to your mouth. Doug's running Skies of Arcadia on his phone right now, and I'm slightly erect. That is awesome.
It's running at between 25 and 26 frames per second.
Give this to him now.
What is it? Dreamcast or
That is... Congratulations.
Yeah, that's great.
Congratulations.
Man of the world, as I always knew.
I'm going to jeopardize our friendship by saying I didn't like that game all that much.
I rated it
a solid 7
I don't like you as much as previously indicated.
I'm not going to be his friend anymore because I thought it gave a similar
seven.
Like...
Kyle will always like it that much either. Like, I don't
played
love it,
it,
but I don't hate it.
I never played it.
Great. I do have a question. When did you guys all encounter that game? Was it GameCube era or later?
GameCube.
It's not the same.
I had seen it before that.
If you played it on the Dreamcast, like, it would have maybe been different.
Probably. Okay. I agree with that, probably. Mm-hmm.
At the time, it's a way bigger deal in the context of it being a Dreamcast game in, like, 2001 than being, like, a re-release on the GameCube in, like, 2005 or whatever. So I totally accept that.
Okay.
Based on that that context,
we'll hug it out.
It was just a little bit antiquated feeling by GameCube period too.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. And the rain, like I showed it to her like a year ago or whatever. Okay. So at this point, the game's feeling a little chunky, but still cool.
Look at all the polygons. Like, it wasn't spec. Yeah. I played like Final Fantasy 7 and 9. I played 9 earlier this year.
Yep.
I could never play
Polygons
those games
don't
again.
Buy it.
I could play
9
again. I will play 7 again.
It doesn't bother me, honestly. Like,
give
bad polygons aren't the end of the world.
I'm almost there.
Like, but when they make the remake of 7,
9 is a very relaxing experience for me. I'll never
it's
not enjoy
favorite.
It.
7 is not a relaxing experience.
No, I don't, 7 has no appeal to me whatsoever.
Charming, dirty experience.
Every time that I do it, I feel like I need a 2-liter Mountain Dew and a bag of Doritos at the end of all
like,
afterwards.
And I feel like I need a poop sock and Doritos and Mountain Dew so I can hate myself the entire time that I do it.
I feel like that.
Wow. So.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't make me feel like a nerd. It just like literally feels dirty.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know,
dirty game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could. I haven't
grimy.
Played
guys dressed up as
girls.
Dressed
so I think three, 4 years. I think has been the last time I actually touched that at all.
I haven't touched it since.
Maybe honestly, it's probably more. I don't know at this point.
1999 or something.
Sure.
So I think I've
when
discussed
it came
this
out.
Before. My first experience with it was on a PS2 in like 2008.
Mine was on a PC.
Yeah, I
when
remember
it came
that.
Out.
Wait, right, which game?
Final Fantasy VII.
For me, it was 98 on a PlayStation 1.
So right around when it came out.
Do you remember when we got that?
I was in 8th grade.
Okay. I mean, where specifically it came from?
Was it like FYE or something?
No, it was the KB Toys Outlet Mall on Oxford.
Something weird where we would never buy it.
I just saw that it was like $15, $20. Like, this is a game?
I think it was 10.
It might have even been 10, right?
And we put like 200 hours in it.
Sure did.
It's an
RPG, so it's pretty easy.
But it
came with the little overlay for your number pad.
I didn't know that. That's hilarious.
That's great. That's awesome.
Baby gamers.
It's been a long time.
Gamers.
Good stuff.
It has to have been at least 6 or 7 years since I last played a Final Fantasy game.
I
You're
played
doing okay.
I played 5
I played
this year.
9 and then the remake of 10.
Yeah.
I do remember
I
like
14 this year for a month. Does that count?
Not really.
I don't think
Lorraine, you still liked 10 like pretty much when you played it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to play that
really
again.
Short.
I liked it at the time. I liked it a
it
lot.
It was shorter than I remembered it being. Probably because I just was really bad the first time I played it.
Because
it was only the
Maybe
second Final Fantasy game I actually played.
If you didn't fully complete it the second time.
I still
That's
haven't
a long
played.
Game to fully
I haven't fully completed it either time. I definitely did more the second time.
Yeah.
But I got all the summons. I only had the only special one I got was Anima.
Okay.
The first time through. But I got Yojimbo. Yeah. And then the Whatever Sisters
Whatever Sisters.
I don't remember the names either.
They're like
That's
bugs.
Fine.
Sure.
They're bugs. They're beetles.
Magus. Magus Sisters.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You know, like,
talk about Final Fantasy X made me think of watching Pro play Final Fantasy X-2.
I have that.
Why would you watch that?
I only watched it for like two hours.
The thing is, watching him play it, I'm like, this battle system looks really cool.
The battle system is cool.
But this waifu
Final Fantasy X is like the froest game
I can think of.
So many waifus.
So much waifu.
Because I got it when I got the 10, because 10 and 10-2 came bundled with the HD remake.
Oh, yeah.
And I played, like, maybe an hour of 10-2, like, shortly after 10.
Yeah.
But then, like, something else came out. No, I mean, I had kind of played it on the PS2.
If that's not 2J-Poppy, J-Poppy, nothing will ever be that bad.
The D.Va, whatever, Project D.Va, whatever that is.
Project, something's called Project D.Va.
Yeah, it's got Vocaloids in it.
Oh, good, yeah.
Yeah. There's two of those games out here.
Oh, we'll get to that. And Speaking of...
We talked about those last time.
Yeah, this is a perfect transition into new releases. New releases! Games that are coming out or have recently come out. You're doing it.
Phil and I are making faces.
If you couldn't tell already, Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire are out on the 3DS.
Yeah,
and Super Smash Bros.
I've been playing it.
You talked about it earlier.
I'm being facetious.
Kyle has been doing it.
That's fine. It's getting late.
He's down.
Yep. And Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U is out for the Wii U.
Wow.
Super Smash Bros. For 3DS is out for the Wii U.
Those games seem pretty good. If you've got a Wii U or a 3DS, you might want them.
You should get them.
Yep.
And do a Nuzlocke of Ruby Sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
Or just... play it.
Nope.
Yep. Little Big Planet 3 is out for the PS3 and PS4.
Okay. The resounding.
So people are playing.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Which I believe is actually the fifth Little Big Planet game. Who's counting?
That math doesn't add
up. There's like spin-offs on like the PS3.
There was there were two mobile games. There was a PSP
right,
one
right.
And a Vita game.
Oh, for the JRPG system?
Yep. Yep. Little Big Planet, the only thing you could make in it on the Vita was JRPG.
RPG Maker 2000.
It's not even a platform.
Apparently recreated Final Fantasy VII in Little Big Planet.
Yeah. You showed me the
I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know to exactly what extent, but there was a like screenshot of the Aerith test scene with like Sackboy Cloud and Sackboy Aerith.
Which were just outfits from the PlayStation Store, because they just had that shit in the game at some point.
Alright, I will look into this more than I am.
Yes.
Like
I said, I don't know what extent.
Yeah, you know, you saying that makes me think that somebody probably did the same in Minecraft.
Oh, I can
sure. Sure.
Yeah. People have recreated entire regions of Pokemon in Minecraft.
As I say, there's entire Pokemon games
in Minecraft.
It's so
cool.
Yeah. That's all. When games have creator tools, people make World 1-1 from Mario and Final Fantasy shit. that's what exists.
And Final Fantasy shit.
The Star Trek Enterprise.
On the deck of...
I think the Enterprise is cooler than Final Fantasy shit.
Depends on
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's
definitely a cooler thing than Mate.
I don't even care about Star Trek, and you might be right.
Yeah.
You see, the thing is, I sat down, I thought about it driving up here on Friday. I actively had this thought.
Okay.
I like Star Trek more than Star Wars.
I don't even compare them. They're
They're completely different, but it's like...
Which Star Trek?
All of it.
Shut up.
I don't want to have that conversation. You think Deep Space Nine is better than Empire Strikes Back?
No, that's not
true. We're not going to have a discussion.
Okay, that's it.
I just wanted to throw that out.
New releases. Video games.
Moving on.
Not cinema.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is out on next-gen consoles, PS4 and Xbox One.
First-person mode.
Yeah, I know. And it looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks, like, exponentially better than the original console releases from a year ago.
Side by side.
The first-person mode, I think, still feels awkward, though.
I believe that. I haven't had the chance to try it.
Has Rockstar ever really made a first-person game?
Not explicitly.
They've had, like, I think... I guess Red Dead was still all...
No, yeah, it was still, like, third-person, like,
there's third-person with, like, first-person, like, zoom for, like, certain...
I'm just saying, because there was, like, that Deadeye mode.
Yeah, they have never made, like, a first-person shooter.
Yeah, not a full-on through-and-through first-person shooter.
Yeah, but it's cool that they put that in there. Like, what a cool, what an awesome, weird bonus.
Yeah.
Like, here's just a strange way to experience this.
It's just like going back to Halo 2 graphics at the flick of a switch.
Basically.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Halo graphics.
You jump out of a blimp and really feel it.
Really feeling it.
Yeah, so I mean, that looks really cool. I kind of want to try that at some point because it's so much prettier. And I like that game when I played it. I didn't play nearly like enough of it. I think
is that
it
on PS4, Xbox One?
Originally, it was on the 360 and PS3.
Yeah, but
the re-releases are on
all of them, right?
Yeah, the re-releases are on PS4 and Xbox One.
Okay.
And
PC.
The PC version's coming out like next year.
Right. Oh,
it's not out yet.
Yeah.
It's for slightly delayed.
That'll be the HD version.
Yeah, the up-res.
They should just do the last gen on the PC.
And so they should just re-release the Game Boy one. But I had for PC.
GTA 5 on the Game
Chinatown
Boy.
Stories or whatever
the
for
old
the DS.
One from the Game Boy Color.
Yeah, the Game
Take
Boy Color
back.
One. I think it might have just been called Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, I know what game you're talking about.
Yeah, I've got it upstairs.
Oh, that's good.
Are we streaming that later?
Who can say?
Did you direct feed it?
After the Super Metroid.
We can put it into a Super Game Boy. And
yep. Put it in the queue.
Let's do that.
Other stuff. Other stuff that is out. Speaking of slightly old games that are released again, Watch Dogs is out for the Wii U, guys. They did it.
Sweet.
Ubisoft fulfilled its promise.
So committed to Nintendo.
Yep. So that exists now. I'm sure dozens of people will enjoy it.
Tens of people.
Approximately the same number of people that like the PS Vita.
No, that's not. There is no question that more people enjoy their Vitas than will enjoy the Wii U version. Let's not say things we can't take back.
Vita has 150% of the population.
I'm going to come out with the other systems, I would have considered buying it.
I'm trying to remember what game it was, but I was looking at a chart of sales like 5 or 6 years ago, and there was a Wii game that came out on all three consoles, and the Wii version sold like less than 10,000, and it was a game that sold six figures on both color consoles.
Yeah, my guess would be that it was one of those versions of
Call
of Duty.
Yeah, I think it was.
That is my guess.
I believe that
10% the sales of the other two systems.
Possibly a Madden game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those didn't sell so great either. They don't even make them anymore.
No,
right, yeah. Nobody... I'm assuming that's the last major third-party release for the Wii U.
Yeah.
Like, I think it'll be indie stuff and Nintendo games from this point on.
Right, yeah.
It'll, in terms of...
Crap.
Let's still make those Just Dance games.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah, and Just Dance. They'll still put that out.
In terms of quality gameplay, I still think the Wii will have better games on a whole.
I could believe that.
It's
like,
got a really
thus far, I totally agree with you. So we'll see like how things are going forward.
Yeah.
But like either way, it'll definitely be worth it to own one. Like I'm already satisfied with my purchase.
They haven't
not even dug that deep into Smash Brothers yet.
They haven't expanded their demographics at all.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't think
yeah,
I don't think that's going to happen.
If you didn't want a Wii, if you didn't want a GameCube, you don't want a Wii U. It's still the same stuff.
Yeah. I'll be interested in the next month or two to see if Smash Brothers moves the needle at all. I want to know if there are people out there who like are into Smash Brothers enough that they want to buy it day one but don't own a Wii U yet.
Mario
like,
Kart, I know, actually did boost sales more than I expected it to. So, and I know that that's usually a bigger system seller than Smash Brothers.
The number I saw was like it boosted 300% or whatever, but that's just going from like 10,000 to 30,000.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll
see. It's still a drastic jump.
No, and Mario Kart definitely helped.
Yep.
Yeah. And well, I mean, Mario Kart
came with a free game.
that was
really cool.
But
desperate.
But I can see a lot of people that would want to play Smash Brothers buying a Wii U for Smash Brothers.
Because
that's like one of the things. Because I've known people that like I think Phil was one of the people that
I
originally thought
I was like I'm going to buy Smash when it comes out, and I'm not.
Yeah.
But I do own a Wii now.
It's in the house.
Yeah.
You did it.
But for me, buying it and playing like Pikmin 3 on it has made it worth it. Wind Waker and probably another game.
I'm playing Wind Waker on GameCube.
You need to.
You're doing it right.
You just need to play a Pikmin game. Brian has never played.
I've never played
what?
A Pikmin
really?
Game.
Really?
What?
And they're all
they're
really
so good.
Nope, never played it.
They make you feel good about yourself.
But they're also like interesting.
Yeah, right.
Not just like Kirby game,
yeah,
you smile and laugh, but you don't learn anything.
They're very good games.
Yeah,
Kirby games are fun.
They're fun.
Yeah, but that's the extent.
They don't make you think.
Pikmin games. Pikmin games are like cool puzzle world exploration RPG feel good games. It's all those things
and a healthy amount of violence.
Yeah, and also genocide.
Unadulterated terror.
A post-apocalyptic feature.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything.
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Collected old bottle caps.
Got a little
bit. Yep.
Tap car foil.
So, speaking of genocide.
Oh yeah. I'm all ears.
Segue.
Far Cry 4 is out this week.
Woo!
On pretty much everything, all the platforms you would expect it to be out on,
and PS Vita.
Not a PSP.
I really enjoyed the third one, but I do not believe I will buy or play the fourth one.
It sounds like it's functionally the same game as far as just like being an open environment with wild animals and weird shit going off constantly.
Birds.
Crows. Shout out to Max Lee.
He already got his shot.
Yeah, we already talked about it.
Oh, did
there you go?
Yeah, I missed it. He's getting one for me about crows.
Yeah. But that game still looks kind of cool. Like, I think this is the last time that they can release basically that game. Like, if they release Far Cry 5 and it's the same fucking thing, like, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
But Far Cry 3 was cool enough that, like, going back to the well gameplay-wise, I don't think is a terrible idea.
Put it on speaker.
No. It's a stupid game.
Moving on. What else we got? There's a handful of other things on this list. Dragon Age Inquisition is out. Has anyone, has anyone played any of those?
No. Yeah. I have the first one, but I've never played it.
There you go.
I bought the third one, and I'm only like an hour and a half into it, but I enjoy it a lot.
Good.
I pirated the second one, and it was a pile of hot garbage.
That's, I've heard people like the first one a lot and thought the second one was bad. So
it was a pile of hot garbage.
That matches up with the opinions that I've heard from others. But good. I'm glad to hear that the new one's okay.
Yeah.
I like that EA can make good games sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, when the stars align, they're not shitting out another Medal of Honor game. They release something that's actually fun.
Medal of Honor, ugh.
Matchbox 20, ugh.
Let's just thank the miracle that, despite flopping massively, Star Wars The Old Republic hasn't bankrupted BioWare.
Yep.
Yeah,
correct. Mm-hmm. To get John Riccitiello fired, though, so. Which, I don't know. I'm still not even sure how I feel about that, because I feel like he was the EA executive who greenlit a bunch of cool shit, and then, like, Old Republic cost $11 billion. And then he wasn't allowed to run that company anymore.
Sad times.
So, it is what it is. There's some other stuff on here. Speakeasy is out for the PS4. This is my indie shout out for the week.
Right.
I actually don't know that much about this game, but I saw a video of it that looked neat enough that I thought I'd mention it. It's basically like a dive kick style fighting game. Like, it's a fighting game simplified down to like the possibility of three button presses set against the backdrop of like a 1920s bar.
Right. Yeah. I'm interested.
Yeah. It looks entertaining.
So it's punch, block, throw.
Yes. Pretty much.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Pretty much that. Like, I think that's almost exactly what it is.
Yeah.
With, like, cool, like, Charlie Chaplin as a character, unlike some other.
But I mean, on the simplest level, that's what fighting games are. It's teaching you the philosophy of you gotta beat this.
Yeah, and
this beats this.
And it is that. That's the decision you make is the triangle, basically.
Yep.
That's, as far as I know, that's exactly what that game is. Mm. So that's kind of neat. And it's good to see more weird shit continuing to come out
on
enormous major platforms. Here's your hot Vita release for the week. Hatsune Miku Project Diva F2 is out.
Yes.
For the Vita and the PS3. I don't think there are box copies of this game in America, but I might be wrong about that.
No, I think I actually saw one when we were today.
Did you? Was the first one or the second one? I mean, either way,
I think
whatever.
I saw both.
Okay.
Unfortunately for Fro, the White Schwartz set doesn't come out until February.
Alright, I'll be waiting for that.
Alright,
so yes, that is your second Hatsune Miku game that has been released in America. No Phantasy Star Online 2, but Sega's got time to do this. So, thanks, guys.
They know their audience.
Yep, accurate.
It's all waifus.
Yep, Vocaloids and pachinko machines. That's what Sega does now.
Sonic.
Infinite Sonic. Jump loops.
Guys, there's another Adventure Time game out.
Okay.
Adventure Time, The Secret of the Nameless Kingdom is out on everything, including the Vita. So, have any of those games been good? I wish they
were.
I've
never played any of them.
I want there to be.
I heard the DS one was well written but terrible.
Yeah,
not fun, but like we'd laugh sometimes.
Mm. And then the other one, which was just a gauntlet style game, I'd never heard anything about. So it can't have been that good.
It feels like the world should have a good Adventure Time game, but.
Yeah. At this point, it's so bloated, like, it's already too late.
Yeah, you're probably... That sounds 100% accurate.
It needed to happen in the first 2 years of the show. Now,
Now you're just basically creating plot holes and, like...
Now we have that awesome card game.
Yeah.
Munchkin?
I was talking about the Adventure Time card game.
Yeah, but no, if you were to try to write a game into a video game in now, you'd just be trying to follow the plot and creating plot holes in the plot of the show and all that shit, and anyone that's a faithful that would play it would be pissed off.
And they're just, they're trying too hard to not to make it appeal to everyone, and it's not, none of them ever have unique gameplay,
mm-hmm.
interesting gameplay, they're just
like
really dumb generic games. Yeah,
they're made by
whoever.
Whoever.
Exactly.
They made by the lowest bidder.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. There you go. Yeah, exactly. So we can make it for $5,000 less than these other guys in a 6-month period.
Right. Deal.
Sign on the dotted line.
Did we talk about the Legend of Korra game Platinum made at any point?
Not really.
I think we kind of talked about it.
We mentioned that it was coming out.
I don't think we've talked about like the gameplay.
I heard that that wasn't great either.
Mm-hmm. I've heard the same thing. I still want to try it. Yeah, like I want to see it for myself.
Like a $20 game.
Yeah, it's. I think it's 15 or 20. It's definitely downloadable.
It had like redeeming aspects to it at least, but
Left it disappointed. Well, to be fair, most every television movie adaptation game. Typically, a bunch of hot, fresh butter.
Right. Sure. But, I mean, but this was made by Platinum Games.
Right.
Yeah,
someone who is respected for making pretty good stuff. Because like we actually don't get that many of those anymore in general,
right.
Like, especially movie tie-ins.
I mean,
like it's either like an app or like they don't make like those Harry Potter games. They don't make full like video games of like film releases and stuff.
Yeah, right.
If they were still doing that, there would be like 6 Hunger Games games out by now.
Superhero games. There was the Amazing Spider-Man 2, the video game.
That's true.
For the like seven consoles.
There was a Superman game, too.
I think that's just different because it's
super. It's easy to make superheroes into games.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing is, like, almost all of those games are made are made of franchises that aren't actually owned by Marvel. They're smart enough to not do it anymore.
There's a Captain America game.
Yeah. Sega made that Captain America game.
None of those were good.
Oh boy.
That was an Iron Man game.
Doesn't surprise me.
Did Captain America run fast?
I don't remember. I think it was actually just like a watered-down version of Arkham Asylum.
Okay,
it was like Captain
that.
America beat the shit out of dudes.
Okay.
Nazis, I hope.
Yeah. The Hydra.
Oh, right. That's
Shield.
What they were.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Oh, you
Whoa.
Did it.
Dang.
There's two more things on this list. Persona Q Shadow of the Labyrinth comes out next week for the 3DS. I hope that game is good. Doug might care. I don't think anyone else will.
Yeah.
Lorraine is
kind of.
If Gabe were at the table, he might care.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played Etrian Odyssey games, Lorraine?
No.
No?
Yeah, I haven't either, so this would be my, like, actual... I know kind of what they're like, but I've never actually tried one.
I enjoy them a lot, and the extra structure that comes with Persona might make me able to actually finish one.
There you go. I'm hoping that, exactly. Like, I'm hoping that just that little bit of Persona touch will be enough to, like, introduce me to that type of game, basically.
Like, I like the, like, dungeon crawling and, like, map creation and all of that. It's just an issue of I get bored of grinding and keeping up with the crazy inflation in those games.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see if that's good. Hopefully it will be. That's up next week.
I'm gonna check it out eventually.
And then last thing on this list, Geometry Wars 3 Dimensions is out next week.
Still make those?
Yes.
That's actually cool.
It's out for everything. So if you have an old or new console, you can buy and play it. I don't think it's on Wii U. Sorry, Wii U. It's definitely not on
Vita.
Sorry, PlayStation Vita.
For some reason, mentioning Geometry Wars made me think back to a conversation we already had about Sakurai's games. Meteos was really cool.
And
I would like him to do things.
Is that a Sakurai game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Go back and play it, and you'll notice immediately.
I never played it that much the first time.
I liked Meteos.
Meteos is the one you... Like, different planets have different properties, and it's a puzzle game, and you move things up and down to make, like, three in a row, and it blasts the blocks off the level.
Because that was a DS game, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yeah, that was one of the first DS games. It was the first good DS game, unless you count
Mario. It was real good.
I don't.
That's awesome.
So I remember seeing a lot of stuff about that, but I don't
there was a sequel to it that was Disney themed that I've never played.
Yes, I saw that in stores, but I've never played it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, man, good early DS games. It's like Meteos and
you could go play it right
the
now.
Magic.
It holds up real well.
From the first Castlevania,
the only person who even realizes what I just said.
I didn't know what you said, but I just sort of glossed over it.
I know what that
I stared ahead.
That was like there were only like three release titles, right? That was one of them.
Something like that. It was.
That was just the demo.
No, it was that Super Mario 64.
That was pretty early.
Dash was like 2 months later.
Yeah,
and that dog shit, the game that was PictoChat.
deck. Yeah. It was just also picked up champions. Right. They put it on a cartridge and sold it in stores.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anime characters, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you can make your own anime characters.
All waifus.
Yeah, the original DS launch was pretty grim.
That's not good.
When Feel the Magic was a hilariously stupid thing.
When did Castlevania come out compared to the release?
At least a year. I think it was like a year and a half later, or maybe even 2 years later. Dawn of Sorrow wasn't within a year of it, I'm pretty sure.
That sounds right.
That was a pretty decent
game. That was an awesome game.
I'll go back and play that right now.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And that's all I got on this list. So unless anyone's got anything else they want to share, I think we're pretty much
I hear a lot of joysticks clacking in the other room.
Yeah,
I'm ready to dive in over there.
We're going to go settle in and smash, I think. I believe that's what's about to happen.
Yeah,
get out of my fucking face.
Skies of Arcadia differences.
That's right.
Or Final Fantasy VI differences in some cases.
Mm-hmm. All
what?
All beefs will be buried here.
That's right.
All right, that's gonna do it.
I just don't want to finish it.
All right.
The ending's the best part of that game.
The whole game is the best part of that game.
We're gonna wrap this show up. So for me and everybody else here,
at least get to the opera.
Oh yeah, I got to where you have to go and find the people. I'm I don't want to go.
You gave up when the game stopped holding your hand.
It was never holding my hand.
No, I know.
Opinions.
Yeah,
whatever.
Final Fantasy VI, guys, it's contentious.
Yeah, right.
I disagree even about it. It's only contentious for one person.
It's contentious in this room between a handful of humans.
Nine is just a bad remake of VI.
I actually care about the people in Nine.
Wow. Something about people tails, huh?
I have to leave this room right now.
You're doing it. Alright, I'm going to finish this sign off.
He's the best.
Thank you guys for listening. You can find us at CubicornGames.com. Send us questions or comments at podcast@CubicornGames.com. And we will see you later. Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.